Blog Talk Radio.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And there ye shall be
sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. Welcome to the Helios. We are back in action. Oh my goodness, did we have a wonderful time. We was in everything that you could be into and had a great time doing it. But let me tell you, ye already been sold into bondsmen and bondswomen. Because the government of the corporation of the United States have sold you as a bond in all nations. Amongst all nations, ye shall perish. Oh, my goodness. Y'all ready for this? I told you, when we come back, we got the new laptop, Apple, going on. We are getting it in. We're going to be doing some things. We're going to be all over the place. We'll be in St. Louis next month. We're going to be in Fort Negro in Florida. Man, we got some things coming up. Maybe there next week for the Juneteenth. Who knows? We just going to show up wherever it need to be. I'll just say this to you. We was in New York State, the great B-Lo, and all of New York State. And guess what? Never seen it in my life. Been around there all my life. Know people from there all my life. Never heard of a forest fire. But then I said, you know what, can't be nothing, can't be new under the sun. So I go look up some things and listen to different people say, y'all need to look that up, different program. I just want y'all to know, this has happened before. And just so you won't get spooked out, because this show going to spook the hell out of you today. Because see, the day this program is called Let Us Make Man, the Aliens Among Us. Oh, we're going to get deep into this today because we told you they was going to pull a stunt. And all this is being done because they're showing you one hand and your mind on that one hand, but the other hand is in the cookie jar. And we're about to show all that this morning, and we're going to keep this party rolling. So let's get started. Now, for all you've been holding tight, we appreciate y'all. Beautiful, the lines are lit. We're about to light this thing up on fire. I got the gasoline already ready to pour all over this thing. So you know it's called the Helios Biblios for nothing. Let's go get hot up in here. Now, let's get busy. Now, we have told you before, this has happened before. It happened in New England. Same thing, a forest fire in Canada. They couldn't see for days. So dark, they needed candlelight. And it was nothing but horses back then. So this global warming thing that they're trying to connect to this is an agenda. None could tell me otherwise, because none dare call it conspiracy. It's something that is being orchestrated of Canada, of all things. So today we're going to ask the question, how do you start a forest fire? Remember Smokey the Bear, everybody, Smokey the Bear all over the place, stop forest fires. Now, we also know that I could go in my backyard and throw some matches out. I could throw some cigarettes into the grass. And 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to catch. It's not enough accelerants. Either the wind ain't is strong enough to make that grass blow into a blaze. Now, if you have some timber weed that is desert dry, there's a good chance that could happen. Yeah. But this forest that they in claiming that it's all across the country by campers and by lightning. Can lightning start it? Yes, lightning can start it, of course. We're not going to take lightning out. But it wouldn't go across the whole damn country. And again, the question to you today is Canada fires caused by energy weapons. Energy weapons are real. You may not know about it, but that's too bad. Too bad you're in the dark. It's time to get the light. So energy weapons. I'll prove that energy weapons are working. You just wait to see. Just keep on listening. And then the second question, are UFOs behind this? Now, let me just tell you. While all this is going on, the UFO, and I got my caller coming in. Sean, my sister from Vegas, I'm going to call you at the next 20 minutes to give you a report on what you seen in your backyard because it was in her neighborhood. She called me immediately, and it was just amazing to see that how people just called me. Dry Bones, I just seen something. I said, oh, you gotta let it be known. You got to let it be known. Hey, we got to talk to anybody got correspondence about anything. That's why we set this program up. It's called the Dry Bones Connection. Meaning the bones across America are coming together one way or another. I know you didn't know how, but it's coming. Now, let me get busy on this one. While all this is going on, the UFOs, the forest fires, Canada just and countries worldwide are preparing to launch a global digital ID by the end of this month. Some people say June the 23rd, but I'm going to just go with this right quick. So y'all keep that thought. I'm giving you all the clues. The system is planned for Canada as well. It's not optional. Not only will all your personal data be on your phone, but the Canadian government, who ain't even apologized, ain't no apology came, ain't nobody saying, they ain't no ask for help, ain't no asking, could you please send people up here immediately from all the surrounding states that's surrounding this so-called forest fire. You could have easily said, we need help. That's all you had to do. Not one. Now, if he said something since yesterday, somebody please clarify, but I did not see any apology on a global scale of what's going on to America's cities. Now, is this on purpose? Well, we're going to find out. But all data, the Canadian government services will now exist online. So while this is going on, they put everything online. All government services, everything is now online. So will many doctor visits as well as banking. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty of this. All this has been going on for quite a while, been preparing. Now, while they're having this meeting, the World Health Organization, and the European Commission have announced yesterday or the day before to launch a landmark digital health partnership. Now, isn't that amazing? No news coverage. That's why you know the news is fake. Don't need nobody present to tell you. You should know this in your psyche that the news is not nothing but a propaganda machine. So I automatically should have been, no announcement of this grand scheme meeting. Now, this meeting will launch the landmark digital health partnership. And guess what day it's on? June 2023. It has been already implemented. The WHO will take up the European Union system of digital. Now, this is what they're still talking. Will take up the European Union, which is the EU system of digital COVID certification, to establish a global system that will facilitate global mobility and protect citizens across the world from an ongoing future health threat. Now, right there should be enough for you right there. An ongoing, okay, never stop. You thought it stopped, but it ain't never stopped. Can't stop, won't stop. You know that song. And so all this is going on with the so-called program here, which is very strange. I find it to be very strange that all this is happening. And, you know, no one seems to understand that all this is orchestrated. And I try to tell people, I don't do these programs to be fools. I do these programs to incite your mind to reaction to the facts. Meaning that you're going to need to have some serious shit go down now. Oh, yeah, it's going down. Okay, it's going down. Now, all this is happening right before the election of next year, if they have an election. All this is going down. So all this is being implemented. And that's what? This is also going to establish the global system, and it includes pandemics during the Health Organization 67th. Now, next year is the 250th anniversary of 1776. So they orchestrating all these dates for real. But for the WHO, is the 76th World Health Assembly. And who else is my man, Dr. Ethiopian? And I got my man coming on, Charles Caddy, will be with us at the top of the hour on the helio side, which means 12 noon for you East Coast people. We're going to be hot. By that time, it'd be super hot. Supernova. And so, while all this is going on, Tedros told members the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potentials remain. Now, that right there should be a wake-up call. That should be a wake-up call. Who would say some shit like that? I'm just asking, who would say that? Now, I'm going to be making sure the facts matter. So all you first-time listeners out there listening, see, we don't put stuff on this program without backup. See, everything we say got a backup system. Ain't going to be, oh, he just said this. It ain't making sense. Oh, it makes sense. Right now, I'm going to show you the UN, the EU, all of them together. And this is just something that you need to listen to, and I'll be right back.
UN Agenda 2030, A Recipe for Global Socialism. Written by Alex Newman and published January 6, 2016 on thenewamerican.com. The United Nations and its mostly autocratic member regimes have big plans for your life, your children, your country, and your world. And those plans are not limited to the coercive climate agreement recently concluded in Paris. While the establishment media in the United States was hyping ISIS, football, and of course global warming, virtually every national government dictatorship on the planet met at the 70th Annual General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York to adopt a draconian 15-year master plan for the planet. Top globalists such as former NATO chief Javier Solana, a socialist, are celebrating the plan, which the summit unanimously approved, as the next great leap forward. Yes, the old campaign slogan of the Chinese Communist Party. The master plan is comprised of 17 post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals SDGs with 169 specific targets to be foisted on all of humanity, literally all of it, as the plan itself states explicitly. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind, reads the UN Manifesto, entitled Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. But if you love liberty, self-government, free markets, or the U.S. Constitution, you will almost certainly be wishing that the UN would leave you behind. Officially dubbed Agenda 2030, the UN plot, as its full title suggests, is aimed at transforming the world. The program is a follow-up to the last 15-year UN plan, the defunct Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. It also dovetails nicely with the deeply controversial UN Agenda 21, even including much of the same rhetoric and agenda. But the combined Agenda 2030 goals for achieving what is euphemistically called sustainable development represent previous UN plans on steroids, deeper, more radical, more draconian, and more expensive. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity, reads the preamble. All countries and all stakeholders, acting in collaborative partnership, will implement this plan. Ironically, the preamble even claims the UN goals will free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and heal the planet, or, as the planet is also referred to in the document, Mother Earth. Not so subtly purporting to usurp the role of God, the UN even claimed that the future of humanity and of our planet lies in our hands. Read the complete article at thenewamerican.com by following the link in description below.
Now, that was a while back, before COVID, that came out. We played that before COVID. Now it's the Great Reset, and now it's human global warming. Now all this is going on, and then they had the nerve to pull a stunt, and I'm doing this because ain't nobody talked about it. While all this is going on, they had an earthquake hit Haiti again. They have Haiti. That is a prestigious port of entry for all good services for helping the New World Order. We told you before, they were going to destroy. I know y'all have this belief that Haiti has this history that is secured and, you know, the Vodouns, but I'm telling you now, that's a bunch of bull. Because what they're doing to Haiti, the Vodouns should have been stopped. Alizé Dantor, who's been on many programs, including this one, has been a voice for warning what was coming. Well, it's already here. They are now being systematically, totally annihilated. That's a fact. You can sugarcoat it. You can give me all the history of Bachman and all that you want. But right now, in 2023, they may not make it to see 2025. Capital is not being built. All this is happening just a few days ago in Florida, hardly announced. Totally destroying many parts and flooding. Oh, that sweet word of flooding. They just did it to over there in the fake war with Russia. All of a sudden, they blew up the dam, flooded that area. So we can see they're systematically doing things to create a disruption of chaos. And of course, many of you are going to fall for it without a doubt, without a doubt. Just listen to the black folks. Just ask black folks what they think going on, and you might get some of the dumbest questions, answers in the world, because they have no clue. They still believe that they're going to be saved by a God that they betrayed. That's the part I don't get. So I'm talking to all y'all today. Oh, it's going to get hot. We're about to put it on you. See, that agenda is worldwide. It's not even just for the United States. It's worldwide. Now, you better get that in your mind, because I know you got a Western mentality only. You can't get into the four corners of your brain, north, east, south, west. No, just west for you. That's all you know. So that Western stuff that you've been learning and brainwashed and propagandized to is a bunch of bullshit. Because this is a global initiative. You're not escaping because you're in the United States, and escort everybody. It's even more to that than you could even imagine. Now, I'm going to get on Haiti for 1 minute. Haiti, listen carefully. They want you to flee the country. No doubt about it. They want you to flee. They know that you got to come to the United States. You're not going to no other place, because no other place can support that type of influx. So you're coming here, and you're only going to be given jobs that nobody wants, just like the rest of the immigrants. Some of the immigrants are going to get great jobs. They're even going to get your jobs, Black America, because you got to be the dumbest group in the country who allow immigration to be. Now you want to get sassy with them now. Oh, they're bringing them into our neighborhood. You was told this how many years ago? And now you want to get upset. It's too late. Unless you plan on knocking off the immigrants, which I doubt you're going to do. It's too late. It's already a foregone conclusion. So prepare yourself for a massive purge. This is a warning. You don't have to believe me. You can say, man, he's psychotic. Well, you'll see how psychotic I really am. You're going to see. Hey, remember, I got God on my side. Didn't Yahweh say he's going to kill y'all anyway? So y'all play with that one while we get this show on fire, baby, because we're about to play with you today. Let's go with some more information before I open these mics up. Now, here's the second part of that Bible story that it says, put you in Egypt again, but you in Egypt. On your dollar bill was placed a curse to prove you are in Egypt again. This time, it ain't what you thinking. See, you have blasphemed your own land, oh great black people. You the only group that hates America. The only group. Everybody else coming here loving it. You are the only group to fulfill the prophecy of hating your own land. See, it's all right. It's called reverse psychology. That's all they did. Took a Bible story, made you think it was over here. You hate right here. You have nothing to do with Africa whatsoever. You can go there all you want. You still won't be treated as the African tribe that's actually originally nationally and indigenously there. Guarantee that one. So you can go over there and lie to the rest of the black folks and pretending that you got some alliance with Africa. You go right ahead. Feel free. Ain't nobody stopping you yet. Better get out of here now. Since you're talking all that game, you know, all black folks, we going back. They got shows showing you. They going, go ahead, go back. And stay there. Next thing you know, they all back. It's about everybody claiming they there, always come back. Stay your ass there if you're so into it. But don't come on these shows talking about Africa and you ain't trying to stay there. Go shut up and tell that to some dummies who believe that they going back there. Because you ain't going nowhere. You can't even get out the country. You don't even, some of you don't even have visas, will be provoked once you do not accept the new world order. Let's see how much that lasts, that you're going to escape America. You're going to wish you escaped America, but we won't be able to. That's one. And it's all going to be proven. Now, just for the sake of just, you know, keeping the show alive with information. Y'all seen a long time ago, they said we were going to do an alien attack. Y'all used to name it Project Bluebeam. Y'all forgot about Project Bluebeam? Project Bluebeam said they can put a hologram in the sky and make it look like Jesus or alien or anything. All of a sudden, we got all these UFO sightings just when all this crap is going down with the economy. Now, I know many of you hate politics, but your whole world is based off politics. Your whole existence is politic-based. Don't know how you don't know this by now, but it is. It's politic-based. Now, this UFO stuff, and we're about to get y'all really hyped up in a minute. This UFO stuff, you got to ask some questions, y'all. You got to. Do they already have these aliens? Now, I keep telling people, you really don't know what's going on, because some of this stuff was told to us when I was young. Never knew, because my parents did not know, because they didn't follow stuff like this. No, many people's parents on the phone did not follow this stuff. They might have been somewhat conscious against certain things, but nah, you couldn't tell them aliens existed, even though we had shows called My Little Martian and, you know, Lost in the Space and all these creature features, Star Trek shit was running around. But I got some proof today, some facts. Back in the day, a show came on. You know, white folks had these shows on for a long time. This is not new. They don't have shows on for a long time. And this is like in the 70s, maybe early 80s. And I thought it was quite amazing. I said, well, damn, why did we not know about this? You know, why is it that, you know, we find out everything late? Late. I want y'all to listen before I open up the mics. This show is, I'm in high school. Didn't even know it exists till now. Listen to this dude, who is a top-notch, works for the government, said this on national TV, on cable. Was cable back, or was it those stations that was getting ready to start the first cable launching? Wasn't even MTV, wasn't even out. Listen carefully, and you tell me, is aliens among us?
Hello and welcome to On the Record. Those of you who joined us last week were probably amazed, as I was, by some of the latest research in the field of UFOs. There is so much to talk about, however, we were unable to fit it all into one program, so my guest again this week is UFO researcher, former state Senate candidate, and award-winning pilot, John Lear. Mr. Lear, nice to have you here again.
Always a pleasure to be here, George.
To begin with, we have this concept of the people from other planets as little green men. Are they green from what you know? Are they all the same, or we got different kinds of them?
George, it's at least 70 different species and probably more. But yes, as odd as it sounds, there are little green men. That's not the ones we usually see, though. We see the little gray ones. They're about 4.5 feet tall. And we see the ones that are called the Nordics. They're about 7 feet tall, look like us, but they're invariably blonde hair and blue-eyed. They're one of the species that we have on ice. One of their crashes we recovered.
Obviously, with different species, they have different motives. I mean, are there good aliens and bad aliens,
good aliens
from what you know?
And bad aliens and all kinds of ways and reasons for interacting with us.
And what are some of the reasons? Why would they be here?
Genetic experiments, trying to... there's a misconception here. People think that our space brothers would bring us good things and teach us how to get rid of all our diseases. And if you stop and think about it, that may not be the best thing, because if you had a society without any disease and everybody starts living 150 years, that creates a lot of problems. So they would not meddle in that way.
You believe in part that the movies E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, were not entirely just the creative product of some Hollywood director, that maybe there's more to that. Why don't you explain?
They were carefully guided by representatives from MJ-12, who is this organization that is in charge of the cover-up, in order to get us ready for the release of the information that there are indeed aliens. And in both those movies, they used small little creatures and in order to get us ready for this release of information.
To prepare us that the idea of benevolent aliens from outer space are going to help us out.
Unfortunately, they're not so benevolent. So they made probably one of the most disastrous mistakes when E.T. was put out. At that time was before we discovered what I call the double cross or the grand deception. And they were trying to get us used to the benevolent little creatures, but that isn't the case.
Why don't you take a couple of minutes? Now, you've done as much research on UFOs as just about anyone, I'd imagine, and if you haven't done it, you know people who have. Mm-hmm. Where did it all start, and how have we put this picture together of where they came from and why they're here?
Well, the whole thing started in July 2nd, 1947. That was the first crash.
First crash of an alien spaceship.
July 6th is when they recovered it and sent it to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. July 7th is when they held the press conference. And told the people it was a weather balloon, which the press bought hook, line, and sinker. September of that year, President Truman established MJ-12, and the purpose of that was to study the saucers and cover up the existence of UFOs.
And you say we recovered alien bodies from that incident, right?
Four from that particular crash, yes.
And what'd they do with them?
They autopsied them. Dr. Detlef Bronk was the chief... surgeon, so to speak. He was the one that named them EBEs, and that stands for extraterrestrial biological entities. We captured three live EBEs. They were numbered in their order of capture: EBE1, EBE2, and EBE3.
Where did we capture? Where did this happen?
In different crashes. EBE1 lived with an Air Force colonel between 1949 and 1952. The EBEs are kept in an electromagnetic facility called a YY-2. It was designed by a Dr. Eric Wang, who worked directly for Dr. Kissinger, who has been in this cover-up since the very beginning. The reason they had to create an electromagnetic facility is the fact that the EBEs are so advanced, they're at least a half a billion years advanced from us, and probably more. They can move by thought.
Move by thought.
Thought. And they can also disappear. But they can't move by thought through electromagnetic facilities. So they built this facility. There was two, one in Los Alamos, and one either at Edwards or up at the test site.
At Groom Lake, Nevada.
At Groom Lake. Now, there's still one EBE still living, EBE-3, and there is a videotape that eventually is going to be released to the public, and it's an interview with him. As hard as that may sound, as hard as that may be to believe, there is a videotape of an interview with EBE-3.
And what is this language that the interviewers are
I haven't heard? Seen the tape, so I don't know. But on this trip I told you, I took gathering all this information. A guy in Albuquerque handed me 25 secret CIA memos. And if anything can be humorous in all of this, one of these memos, in the body of the text, it said, "By the way, EBE-3 wants to see the ocean. We better make the arrangements or he'll disappear again. So while he couldn't get out of this facility, he could make himself disappear and cause him a lot of trouble.
Can they exist among us? Is that what you're saying? Or do they have to have the special environment?
They have special environment, special air. It's my understanding they can only last about 20 minutes in this air.
You were saying also these gray ones are the ones that we see most of the time. And you said that most of that there are a lot of different motives for them being here. The gray ones, what kind of a deal we got going with them? Is that the bunch that you suggest we've made a deal with? For military technology?
Well, I think we made a deal with them, and their ultimate, what they want to do is regenerate their own race. Now, apparently, they've either had some kind of nuclear accident, or they're on the backside of a evolutionary genetic curve, and they're going downhill instead of uphill. In other words, in the autopsies, of which I have two, we found out that their digestive system is atrophied. They can't eat through their mouth anymore. You know how they eat? Well, these cattle mutilations, they take the hormones and the enzymes from those cattle and they spread it on their skin, and their skin absorbs the nutrients and then excretes the waste back through their skin. And if you read Whitley Strieber's book or listen to him talk, he talks about when he's seen them doing this to their skin, and they're scraping the waste off.
Now, these cattle mutilations, there's been a film made about that, and perhaps in a couple of minutes we can take a look at some excerpts of that.
Yeah, Strange Harvest was a good one. But another thing that happened here on March 4th, there was a documentary released on the best UFO photos that have been taken so far, including a minute and 38 seconds of videotape. Now, what happened is in November, this guy took these photos, took it into the TV station. They thought it was great, but nobody would believe it. So they spent 3 months checking the validity of the, authenticating the videotape and checking out the credibility of the witness. And when they had it all down, they put out this documentary, 30 minutes. I mean, it's ironclad. They're here. But do you think it got on the network? No, it was just showed locally in Pensacola.
We have some of that, and perhaps when we come back, we can take a look at it. So stay with us for more of On the Record.
Now, it's more to that. I can't play it all too much. But did y'all hear that? They was able to make themselves visible. This is almost like a sci-fi movie. I got the mic. All you want to jump in here, feel free. We'll bring you all in here. It's one of them shows that you got to listen to. And I hope y'all listen, because they're going to have some questions to be asked. Is this real? The question should be asked, is this real? Now, I'm going to read going back and forth with the premise earlier. Are these fires, or all these things, are they energy weapons? Or are the UFOs behind this? Meaning that, did they take some of the energy, some of the things that they were taught, and now they could make weapons out of them that are being used so systematically? It's easy. Think about it. A forest fire across a whole country, that's usually unheard of. Certain area, yeah. But a whole country? So what is it? Now, those are the questions I'm asking all you on this line today. What is going on? Are they hiding the money situation by giving us the Project Blue Beam? And again, is this made up? That is the question for y'all you listening today. Now, I'm going to tell you, if people get together and have secret meetings, and this, it gets no news coverage at all, then you got to wonder, what is the news's purpose? And then, because y'all have been taught to propaganda against hating one dude, which is Trump, and I ain't on Trump's job, I'm just giving you the scenario how they could make a propaganda move easily. Because for those of you who are Christians out there and different affiliations to the Christian religion, you should be questioning your religion and your faith as we speak, because you have nothing that will follow the ways that you claim Jesus will follow. You are going along with every depravity that exists without any protest, as if Jesus would have been like, oh, that's no problem. See, one thing I know about that Jesus story, he showed anger when the money changes were in effect, and you ain't even showing that. See, if you were supposed to get mad, you would be getting mad at the money changes. It means Wall Street, banking systems. I just told you they're about to take all our money, all our money. I'm including our money that we have will be digitized. Could be this month. More than likely, it's already in the mix. But the one I'm scared of the most, because I was in the New York area, and I watched from the time I landed in LaGuardia that mask concept ain't left people's psyche at all, at all. And now with the fire, it's bringing you back into wanting to wear the mask, because rightfully so. You'll be wondering, like, how long I'm going to keep smelling this? Not that that type of mask would have saved you, because you need a real one. When it got filters to block out that's that real good mask. Not that flimsy one y'all been wearing around going with your designer clothes. Not that one. But the real ones that they wear in laboratories. That's the only way you would make it. Now, that's like apocalyptic. But let's show you just don't think I'm making stuff up. Like, you know, people say, oh, he made... No, bro, we don't make up nothing, sisters and brothers. We don't make up nothing. Facts are the premise of this program. And here's another one before anyone hit, oh, I got a hand up. I'll get you right to you. Here's another one. Now, the biggest one is, and I told you they won't bring this back, more deadly than ever. Because I just read to you that Tedros, the Ethiopian, is going to bring it back. This time, more deadlier. Because him and Bill Gates and them all going to have a meeting, had a meeting already, about the digitization of the COVID certification established a global system. That's already happened. Or about to happen. But this already happened. To show you how crazy our people are. And you never heard this because they wouldn't put this in the news. But of course, when you're dealing with fake news, you can only get the facts on a few channels. Here's one of them. Here's another one. Tell me why y'all didn't get upset about this, black people. Because I'd be pissed as hell to know that they had a meeting and was trying to tell me how they want to kill me. Listen to this one.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
I mean, before I open this mic, I got you coming in, my brother. Think about that, y'all. They held a meeting saying, oh, in order to make COVID sexy. Now, who in their right mind would want to make COVID sexy? Sexy now. Like you masturbating to get a mask on. You know, it did work, though. Some of you were masturbating to get a mask on. I mean, happy to have it. I mean, a psychotic erotics. And yet, you've been played. But see, if you were a true children of God, you'd be having a prophet of warning, but you don't. You are sheep being led to the slaughter. And now we're going to open up the mics. I told you, boy, we're about to get it on. I got so much for it. I mean, when you take a couple breaks, the mind just be like, oh, my goodness. It's good to be back in the land of the living. Welcome to the Helios. Appreciate you calling as always.
What you say, don't call to come back. You've been here for years.
Yeah. Don't call to come back. That's for sure. It's already been happening. Go ahead, brother.
Man, look. You know I'll be on that Marvel stuff, right? Now,
yes,
tell
yes.
me why. And just think of, for the people, just to think about it. Just start with the whole the alien thing. Marvel, Samuel L. Jackson is coming back.
Right.
Marvel's releasing a TV series called Secret Invasion, June 21st, the first day of the summer solstice.
Can't make this up, can we?
You can't make this up. Now, with that being said, now, here's the thing, you know, talking about the alien construct. Now, if everybody's not into the alien thing, some people are afraid, they don't think this exists, whatever, okay, that people are going to think what they're going to think.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you're one of them type of people who's been studying Dr. Delbert Blair, you know, which I have a little bit, I met the man in person before he made the transition some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one, for me, that really bring the whole alien thing kind of like to the forefront. And it kind of scared me. It kind of scared me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. But then once I started reading this material, I'm like, okay, it is what it is. Then through my childhood, my middle childhood, and like my early teenage years, when I was in high school, this brother I had met, he introduced me to Doctor Who, and this is way back in like 1986 and 87.
Right.
And so I had started watching that for a little while. Then, like I said, that was another way I was being introduced to the alien construct and, you know, is the whole thing, is it real, is it not? How long they've been here, or how do they coexist with the people on Earth? And so I think within the past 6 months, I went back and watched it again. And so it's like now connecting with what I've been seeing and watching and reading, opposed to what's going on here. They've been telling us for years that even if you go back and watch the original V TV series and the movies and stuff, they've been telling you that the aliens been here.
Right.
On this planet. You know, then you go back with the movie with Roddy Piper, They Live, you know, go back and watch that movie.
Right.
And so now what's interesting, I know you had took a little break. Well, just to go back the past 3 weeks, we've seen a change. If people were paying attention, we've seen a paradigm shift with all the stories on the news. I'm going to go back to the whole, want to call it the illegal alien invasion, coming in California, New York, and all the Democratic cities.
Mm-hmm.
Then it shifted over to the introduction, the whole Pride Month thing, but then if people was really paying attention, there were stories coming out about these children disappearing.
Right.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
going
to give you an example. Just like in Cleveland, the police department came out and said that beginning the first few weeks, first 2-3 weeks of May, that children was disappearing all over the city. They don't know what happened to them. And then we can't forget the story with Jeffrey Epstein and Chase Bank and Susie Bank and how now that stuff is coming out where they were involved with the whole sex trafficking thing. But see, mainstream media news is not going to talk about that.
No.
And so now, right. And so now since the Pride Month has hit full string, then the stuff coming out with Target and Bud Light and everything, but then people were really paying attention in terms of all these drag shows, parades, a lot of the meat, even Tucker Carlson had, you know, start coming out with this thing now where, okay, this ain't about just no gay pride or the LGBTQ movement. This whole movement tied in with the Green Deal, sustainable development, all part of it is geared towards socializing the children. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm wondering if people is really paying attention to us. And then now here comes the situation up in Canada with the so-called forest fires and everything. People down here all of a sudden when that happened, the people I had talked to down here, all of a sudden, like, man, I was talking to one of my counselors, the VAVADEV, he coughing and going, I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? All my allergies kicking up. And then I had talked to another person dealing with my the student loan company. Pay attention to that because that's about to become – that's getting ready to come back up again too.
Oh, yeah.
She was saying she was sick. And so I was reading a story a few days ago that a lot of people in Arkansas all of a sudden were getting sick. But I said that to prove the point that you were right. So was that really a forest fire or forest fires that kicked off in Canada, or was it some type of shit, somebody or something had sprayed to make everybody sick? Then after that happens, here come the whole another Trump indictment. So
right.
It shows you how we have these different paradigm shifts in the news, but then it's like, okay, all this stuff is being put out there to take people's distraction off of something.
Right.
And you mentioned the mask. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you mentioned the mask and everything, bruh. I've been down here in Memphis, what, about a couple months. And it seemed like the hotter it's been getting because it's been like in the 80s or 90s for the past month. It seemed like more and more black people are putting on the mask. Ain't no mask mandates here. Matter of fact, the VA hospital system last week came out and officially said you don't have to wear no more masks in the VA hospital, which a lot of them had already stopped doing, except in certain cases. But
right.
What the issue is, people, despite all that, walking around in masks. So it's like, is it the government or the powers that be brainwashing to do that, or they already doing it to themselves?
Right. Now, that's
you
a
know?
Good question, because it seems to me, and I watched it when that smoke came into New York State, I noticed that immediately the mask concept came right on back. It's like it was triggered to come back. And
right.
Yeah, now,
and people were still wearing masks even before it happened. When I left Chicago,
right.
You go into certain happened. Neighborhoods, they were already wearing, they were still wearing the mask.
Right. Now, I don't have a problem. I tell everybody, we still under the illusion that everybody got a right to do what they want, so that's fine.
Right.
The question is that was a test to see how long it would take to reintroduce a new construct of a pandemic. That's what I've been trying to find. I'm going to get more information on this meeting they had because of the fact that with Canada, who is a socialist country, everybody, and his real name is called British Columbia. It's not Canada. It's British Columbia of the Colombian faction, just like it's D.C., it's District of Columbia. They are all connected to this Colombian. Look up the word, the ancient Colombians. Oh, we're going to have a show on that one day. And you will find out why this could be possibly a global attack.
One more thing before you go to the next caller. Now, when you talk about the global thing, now, like I said, I will now studying political things, but like I said, people need to realize too, okay, depending on what state you live in, that could also mean state of mind. What is your local government doing about the situation with who? Because I guarantee you they might not be talking about it. I bet you some of these state senators and state reps knows what's going on with
them.
So do the research in your own state to see what are they doing. Because, like, even with the ESG thing, with a lot of the state's attorneys, especially in the whole southern region, they done already put in a lawsuit and going against BlackRock now. Like I said, every state is not doing it. But a lot of them are, but especially in the southern region. You got to pay attention to that also.
Yes. Yeah, these regions, Al, every region, including ours, which is region 4, is in a jeopardized situation. Now, I'm gonna do this for my Haitian brothers and sisters. So, yeah, I said in the earlier, energy weapon. Now, I went with a few others, and now my brother know who he is, Brother Greg, you know, you've been out there. In the beginning, we were going out straight to these people. Had all kind of literature. And because I feel connected to all our people in some form or fashion. And the Haitian community being in South Florida can't help but feel connected because they have a great culture that I've been affiliated with and many things other than that. But when I went to tell people that the energy weapon was real, and here's another clue for all you first-time listeners. I had this tape from the very beginning of our programming, which is almost 8 years in the making. I was probably the only program playing this amongst our black people. And to this day, even with Ilya Z. Dantor hearing this, could not answer, how would this white man know that they was going to do this before the earthquake? Listen to 3 minutes of this, and I'll take the next caller.
It began with an idea to create an international, multicultural island paradise and business mecca. In the center of the Caribbean, sheltered by the high mountain ranges of Haiti and the tranquil Gulf of Laganov, strategically situated on one of the highest trafficked energy sea lanes in the world, is an island gem, poised to become the home for international business and the destination for world travelers. That destination is Laganov. Global Renewable Energy invite you to discover the visionary creations of Laganov and to preview the role that LGDA will play in its development. GRE is focused on the creation and management of alternative energy projects. Our leaders are highly rated energy experts. Working together, LGDA will create jobs, attract investments, improve the quality of life for the people of Haiti, and generate revenue. Why Laganov? Other than the fact that the island embodies the well-known real estate principles of location, 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 the island has a large, trainable workforce. More importantly, as one of the number one place in the world to conduct business, Laganov will be a bright beacon that will attract development. LGDA will manage Laganov as a business and foster the development of the island by targeting the energy, cruise, and tourism industries.
Now, how would they know? This was before the earthquake, the big one that killed thousands, hundreds of thousands. They already had the plan. And now they need the rest of them to go. And those who will be left, you will be trained into servant clones. Oh, yeah. I got that information, too, just in case you think I'm making this up. I think that's remarkable of people that wise, that resourceful, can be that ignorant to the fact that they was hit with an energy weapon. Let me go to 7472, because we're about to get busy on this.
Greetings.
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 Greetings. Glad to have you.
And you. Yeah, this is Brother Kwame, and I'm up here in Illinois. But what you're tapping on is very powerful, because when you said energy weapons, fire, sitting by a campfire, fire releases what they call negative ions. The human being needs positive and negative ions. You create, and fire creates a plasma in which it creates energy that can be used as a healing tool. Fire can cook your food and feed you, or fire can kill you. And the thing in which they're doing, if you notice, that they had fires in the West Coast first.
Right.
And they burned down all of the forest land. And what they're doing is balancing out what they're attacking us here on Turtle Island is by using fire, because basically this is in the northern part of the country, and it goes downhill. And so what they're doing is they're altering the energy of the ion that creates this plasma with the atoms that burned in a fire. So when you burn in trees, and trees are the first connection to the world wide web.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're destroying the connection by burning down the antennas that puts the energy into the planet, because now you've disconnected these trees from this connection to the earth, and you're creating a plasma that's causing what they're doing, like you said, the mass is coming back, because you're breathing these frequencies. You're breathing frequency. And what we're looking at is that there's a thing called resonant frequency therapy, and James Baer created it. And what they do is now they know that they can create the resonant frequency and put it into the atmosphere to attack at the cellular level. This is diabolical, and this is the science in which they use it as warfare.
Mm-hmm.
They're using science as a weapon. And what we're seeing is that we're falling into this case because, yeah, you had to wear the mask for COVID. It wasn't something that you could see. Now they're doing what? Making smoke attack you to where you like putting on a mask to protect yourself from the smoke.
Right.
But the thing of it is that your body is receiving all of the ions that is coming from fire. So you're having a global attack, and especially what are they doing it on Turtle Island? They're attacking the people here, continent, and you know that the atmosphere, and you hit the ionosphere, which is the covering of the planet, and so what you're doing is being able to transmit frequencies the same way HARP does when it bounces off the ionosphere and creates the storms and directs the tornadoes and hurricanes.
Right.
So what they're using is the element of the weather and nature. This is how they're attacking now. They can't come straight out and just off and start shooting down people. So they're attacking you at the cellular level.
Mm.
That's why I had everybody getting the shots in order to attack the DNA. Those that didn't get the shots now being attacked by another way.
Right, right. I see that, yeah. Because we didn't take the shot. We know the percentage that didn't take a shot. Let's go with this new construct. I got you. Keep it going. I got you. Keep it going.
Right. And so you're looking at Haiti, and Haiti is one of the wealthiest besides for the Sahara and all those other places for oil. It has a rich deposit of oil, but it also has, when the meteor hit in the mountains of Haiti, it deposited a mineral that is nothing greater that we found on the planet because it came from a meteor. It's fire resistant, and they want to harvest that, plus the gold, the trillions of dollars of gold, copper, and silver that can be mined out of that mountain. On that side, that's why they did that, because when you talked about the first big earthquake that hit there, is because in Santo Domingo, they were having a geologist conference. They knew that it was getting ready to come, that part. But what they enhanced it by is to shoot a torpedo into that fault, because just like we have the San Andreas fault, we have the fault there in Missouri, there's a fault that sits under Haiti. And once you hit that fault, you create that island to shake. And that's how they use the weapons.
Well, I'm going to say that makes
sense. I sent you the piece on fire.
Yeah, I don't think I could even come to the concept of even disputing that. That's just making so much sense there. Let me go with the fact that these weapons, and they're tied into this alien, because, I mean, earlier this guy, Lear. This guy Lear, I mean, they claiming that they made this treaty, they did all these things. And I said to myself, I looked up the MS-12, everybody look up. Y'all should look up these societorial constructs that they create in these government entities. You'd be like, what the hell is this about? And what you're saying, and I'm agreeing 100% with, if they learned the frequency, say they learned this from aliens, of how to change the DNA, because whatever they might have found. Now, I'm not telling people to listen to everything I'm telling you, but I hope they look it up themselves. But would that be like a divine blueprint now, like to bring in this alien transhuman thing where we won't be maybe they feel that the humans are inferior, and here's a way to elevate yourself. But they got to take, like the man said earlier, we can't have everybody living forever. So that construct seems to be a cord. Everybody can't live forever. We got to kill off a certain amount of population, which is that Georgia Guidestone. I don't know if that's an alien manifesto. I mean, what do you think? This is like a, a manifesto that we may not be aware of, because you seem to hit
that,
it on the
because
nose,
it's been,
the frequencies.
The Georgia Guidestones, that's why they blew them up, because it's already in process. They're fulfilling what that prophecy said that they put up there. That's why they blew it up. And
right.
See, you can go to Science Question with Surprising Answers, Dr. Christopher S. Byrd, and look her up, because this is information that says, do flames contain plasma? Yes. Plasma is what deals with what? The blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fire contains that energy. And so in that part of that flame being burnt across Canada, it's affecting everything in that vicinity on Turtle Island, and will blow across the ocean.
Now, again, I try to tell people, I look at both sides. I know there was some forest fires back in the time, everybody. I just want to make sure I reiterate that had similar effects, supposedly. But they're tying this one because there was no cars when that first one supposedly was documented in Boston. But they try to tie this to global warming. You think that's part of the agenda to use this as a global warming effect?
No.
I'm not saying that you know it's to be, but you think that's what the propaganda is, to tie these things into the global warming agenda, which is like already in law. They want to make like, oh, so it's like, I know you're not saying that you agree with it. I'm just saying you think they're using this as a propaganda tool.
It's a propaganda, because what did Bill Gates was talking with one of these universities, I think it was Harvard or Yale, in the science department, to block out the sun, to create a cloud. And so you get that much smoke to come down from Canada all the way down in other states below Philadelphia, New York. So you're blocking out the sun's energy. This is with the sun is in its solar maximum. We get ready, like Derek just said, they getting ready to attack the summer solstice. This is the highest time of the sun's energy. And
the solar power plants and stuff like that, solar power plants and machines that run off of solar power, because of that cloud blocking everything off, that shuts off that the solar power thing also.
Right.
It blocks off the frequency. And
right.
So that way they're able to, 5G is equivalent to 60 hertz, which is the same as oxygen. When they turn that on, now what are they getting ready to turn up to? 10G. They're attacking. And what they're doing is they're trying to they're trying to create diversions to say, oh, it's global warming and do this. But they had burns. Indigenous people used to burn because they knew we had to burn off all the
right.
The
now, that's where I want
to go. In order
to
recycle.
Right. Now,
but now
some
they're
of this,
using it as
right.
a weapon.
Now, they're using a natural construct of burning the land, but they do it here in Florida. The control. It's called a control burn,
right.
to give foliage back to the forest. Now this has been doing for thousands of years, but now it looks like it's a weapon, which I got it. And it was used. Now here's the key, everybody. In order for this to happen, the jet stream had to be in the correct location at this time. In order for the jet stream to bring it down our way. Otherwise, it went up. But it went down because of this jet stream paradigm that they got
and
going on.
Weapon.
Weapon. There you go. Okay. I just want everybody here. I just want y'all to know, I just me talking. You got everybody from all over. Hold on, Brother Kwame. Take one more callers right quick. Hey, like I said before.
Resurrection.
There you go, sister. Resurrection. Your turn. Hit me.
Global warming no longer exists. It's climate change. They went from global warming to climate change. And yes, everything is a weapon. Everything is being used. It's been weaponized. People weaponized. Everybody is a weapon. Everything they use is a weapon. They use us against each other. They use other nations against other nations. So, yeah.
Right.
That is factual. That is true. But what they've been doing, they soft nuked NYC, soft nuked them. Then It wasn't the fires over there at Canada, because if this is something that's been done on a regular basis, Buffalo ain't never been affected, and neither has New York City.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Right. Somebody make a noise. Is that you?
Okay. One of my grandkids.
That's not me.
Okay, go ahead.
This is what's going on. So whatever they did with that soft loop, actually, they went in close to New York City, which when they soft loop, because it's what they use up there to make it snow and all this other stuff, make it cold rain, they soft loop. And you can feel the nitrogen and all that stuff. Whatever, it's just a bomb, a chemical bomb. And so once that explode, something happened where it made a plume over New York City. Somebody fucked up. That shit went over to Buffalo and all the surrounding states and things. But that Canada fire, that did not come over here at all. That was just what you would say, well, we're going to do that and use that to cover up, like they always do. They got to cover up every fucking thing they do. They going to tell you it's a fire when it was actually a bomb.
Right.
Exactly.
It was a fire, but then
it's a bomb. New York City got nuked. Yeah, they did them little control burns over there, and you know, but they had to cover up. They had to use something. I mean, we are close to Canada, but like that don't happen.
Close.
That don't happen on a regular basis. If they're doing this on a every year type thing to control the forest, which is a bunch of bullshit anyway, then, you know, because all they're doing is if you're over there starting fires, lying, saying it's control, you're just practicing. All you're doing is practicing how to burn shit up and make everything desolate. They want everything to be desolate, a barren area. This is the whole key to getting rid of nature. You are no longer in nature. Or you might have sexual nature, but now you go into artificial sexual nature that's full body now, where that bitch can probably, you know, talk to you. Hi, honey. Would you like to meet the fucking tonight?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they got the right. Yeah, I sent you that. Yeah, we
so
sent that. That robot. Yeah, that robot is unreal they got now. Yeah, I just seen that there. Somebody said, unreal. Unreal.
Yeah. So, yeah, so everything is the fake eye now. Everybody's under the fake eye. We're no longer under the natural eye. We're under the fake eye because everybody complied, thinking that we're going to the future. We were already in the future because the future gave us nothing but barren land, and now the land is barren. Now they can claim it because it's no longer accessed by nature, its true self. Now they got patents on everything. All the barren land. So this way they can reconstruct it and still control the narrative of everything. So I'm going to leave it right there.
Yeah, control the narrative of everything. And with the fake news construct. Go ahead, Brother Kwame, go ahead.
Yeah, and the sister's right on point. She's definitely on point. And the thing is that they're using nature as a weapon. And this is the part of it, because you look at, now, those millions of acres of forest that have been burned and destroyed, now you're looking at the atmosphere that's going to be hitting Turtle Island, that northern part, New York. You're going to be affected by the absence of the trees producing the oxygen, the clean air, being able to help balance out.
To push that
agenda.
And
this is what they're doing. And what is it, COVID? Well, what were they talking about, COVID in New York? This is ground zero, because what they're creating is the billionaire's row there in Manhattan, that they're going to build buildings for the only people to be living there on Manhattan, billionaire's row. They're building skyscrapers for them to live in.
Oh, yeah. You can see it when you fly in. I mean, all of Manhattan is one big skyscraper per island. It's all, once you fly into LaGuardia, you'll see all the skyscrapers. You say, my goodness, it's nothing but concrete. That's why it's so hot sometimes there. Ain't nowhere for the air to move. It's right there. Let me get some more, y'all, before we even get deeper, because I tell you, We going to the high levels today. Y'all just don't realize.
Hey, Drive On, quick question. That smoke that was over New York, what color was it?
It looked orange.
Orange, huh? And what happened to Orange Man last week? Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. I'm going to say this to the people that's listening out there. My sister's just been there all her life. I've been there back and forth all my life. We have never seen smoke even in the airport. The airport has smoky smell. It's impossible. It is impossible to escape this. Impossible. Even if it said, this is what they told us, everybody. When I was leaving, it said they realized that the AC, because people had the ACs on, you ain't supposed to have the AC on. That's easy killing yourself. So whatever the chemtrails could shoot out with that, the AC in your car, they said, don't turn that on. That was all on. Don't turn that on. So they closed schools. They closed a bunch of stuff down. Baseball games, lost a lot of money that day. They'll get it back somehow. But all I can tell you is that was unprecedented. And again, I was glad I was a part of it.
As a weapon, and you're right on point, because the thing that's happening is if they put chemicals, and how do we know that when they're dropping, talking about they're using water or chemicals, those chemicals are in that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what people are breathing in, and that's the new weaponry.
They was in that smoke. Let me go to 1069. 1069. Welcome to the Helios. 1069. One more time. 10.
What's going on, Dry Bones? Sorry, I had it on mute.
Okay,
bad,
no, keep yourself on mute. I know where you're coming at. We're bringing you into high notes. Stay right there. We got you coming in. Don't worry. I got you. Just keep yourself right there. We got you. Let me go to 6796. 6796.
Hey, that's Dry Bones, brother.
Yes,
D.
Sir, my brother. Brother D, much love to you. What's happening, bro? We'll see you soon. Count on it. We're going to make this happen. Go ahead.
Okay. That's what's up. I want to comment on, you know, see all that land that they've been catching them fires. See, all that stuff is now going to be replenished. And see, the people ain't going to even think about them areas because they're going to block them off. How you see they blocking off everything else.
Right.
How they rebuilding the highway system and all that going to have effects. And see, them going to be them areas where everything going to be replenished and you ain't going to know nothing about it unless because you ain't going to have access to it. And see, you need, just like the brother was saying, we need them fires. That's an easy way to clean up the forest because we haven't been in the forest.
Right.
So that's an easy way to clean up and an easy way to do a chemical change because all that is needed for the earth to keep working. All that, you know, fires and stuff been going on. And
right.
See, they using that. But them areas, you have to clean them up. But it's going to be all new growth. And that soil is going to be real, you know, good. Because
real rich.
Real rich because of that black, that charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, that charcoal, and charcoal is a cleanser. So all that stuff they talking about, we destroying the earth and this is that and the third, that's just the way to clean up. What do you say? When you clean up, you clean out. You clean out. So when you clean out.
Now I'm glad you're saying that because we said earlier, so everybody know, this has happened. Control burns is thousands of years old. All y'all will have happened to agree on that. It's definitely necessary. Now, what is they cleaning that out? To build a new structures within that area, like wipe it out, clean it up. That'll be rich soil. Now again, it's
they're gonna be all 3D printed stuff. They're gonna have all 3D printed. It's gonna be just like it's basically gonna be just like how Star Wars and Star Trek how it look. It's gonna be technology and old world technology all blend together. That's basically how it's going to happen, yeah.
Now, that's something I want y'all to think about what's being said here on these programs because in order to cleanse this place out, And controlled burns, I want y'all to know this, is not something that came out of the white people's philosophy. This was already anciently known. It was done all through Africa. Controlled burns was like, I think, Queen Khadija also burnt out many cities and so forth to show we will desolate the whole area and rebuild. It's part of that Daniel scripture, y'all, desolation, abomination. Look it up. It's in the Bibles.
Okay, I got a question. Now, you said it was the old and new world, old tech and new tech being together. But a lot of the new tech is starting to become poisonous. So I'm trying to figure out how everything they're doing is poisonous. So how is what are they getting ready to do? Build some buildings over some good soil? Or are they getting ready to plant farms and protect themselves and farmland with that? See, that's
they're
going to
have
– build the
they're
going to
have –
okay, let me.
But what?
Okay. Let me answer. That's a good question. But wait, brother.
Let brother G finish it. They going back to nature because they know that's what you're supposed to be. That's the natural way of life. And they gonna have everybody else stuff on this technology and this is that and the third because. We looking forward to the future supposedly, but we already in the future. And if you play with poison, something gonna happen. So you just got to be aware of what you're playing with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
See, that's what we done got caught up in playing with all the toys that they got. You know what I'm saying? But we forget about it.
That's a deep concept. Now, let me ask you because you said charcoal. Now I just brought some charcoal bags. To deodorize the house because charcoal is a deodorizer, a cleanser. Now, let me ask you that because you were one of the few people that said Turtle Island was called Turtle Island based on what was the construct you told me? For what reason why they called it Turtle Island?
This where all the turtles nest. And,
right.
And this where all the turtles nest. So this place got to be clean. The turtles, you got to have a clean environment.
Now,
you
that's why
saying?
On the beach, now I'm glad you're saying that. On the beach, anybody been to South Florida, any these turtle places that's on the beach that they got this little, they cut them off, you can't mess with them. You try to mess with them things on that beach, see if you get your ass whooped. Them people will go berserk on you for messing with them turtle nest eggs that's on these beaches through South Florida. Those of you been to South Florida, you see they put a little fence around where they all dive at to go get, so... that's a good analogy, and that's why I say when y'all say these things like Turtle Island, I like to get people to understand why we saying it, and we just ain't bring a privilege to say it. Some people say it looked like a turtle, but the actual thing, when I looked up with the from the paperwork that you sent me, it's the nesting ground of the turtles. It's like a turtle haven, and so it would make sense to call it Turtle Island since all the great turtles.
People from all over the world, they was wondering where the hell the turtles, where the baby turtles come from.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing.
That's what made people want to travel because the turtles, they come back like, hold on, they got to go somewhere. And they figured out through the Gulf Stream and in the season when the turtles had a, and they're like, okay. And that's how they was able to start the process because the turtle is one of the oldest creatures.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
It's definitely, that's why they call it the terrapins.
Can't you mark a turtle? Can't you mark a turtle? You can mark their shell, and you can see that same turtle again.
Yeah,
you can
now,
mark
you go,
their shell. You can draw.
I just want everybody to know
what
Brother Kwame been saying. Brother Kwame been saying it. I know why he's saying it. You've been saying it, and I know now everybody should know why this is a call Turtle Island. Should be no more dispute about that because of the fact that it's in books about this being called Turtle Island. No doubt about it. So do you call it? Calling about that, there's a reason why we say it. Go ahead, Brother Kwame, before I take another call. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what he's talking about is really true is because the symbology of the turtle has on its back 13 squares. Every turtle has 13 squares for the 13 moons. And the bottom part of the shell, of the trimming of the bottom of the shell has 28 days because it's balanced with Mother Earth. 13 moons in 28 days, divine feminine. You can take any turtle. You count all of the squares on a turtle's back is 13. You'll get 13, and the rim around that turtle has 28 squares. So it's a balance in the feminine alignment of the turtle, because what moves the oceans and the waters is what? The moon.
The moon. Right. Right. Now, all you listening, y'all want to get on this call, go to 515-605-9343. We are going to be getting close to the top of the hour. We got 1.5 hours to go. I'm going to get some more calls in. I got my sister. I'm going to call her now from Vegas, because she said that UFO that they were all talking about was in her own backyard. So let's get some more calls out here. Let me get 9161. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, that's good to be alive, brother. Have you with us. Appreciate you.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, man. I'm out here in Virginia, man. But you know what? I'm glad somebody's talking about that. Like, when I was on my computer the other day, I was doing something, and I happened to see it say haze, right? So I looked outside. It was like, it is kind of foggy. This ain't no smoke, though, right? This is like a regular fog day. But you could tell something was going on in New York. It looked like the apocalypse. So you got to think about it. Remember when they were saying something about a zombie apocalypse a couple of, like, years ago with the CDC and all that? Remember that? Well, to me, they're just showing their hand. But just like you said, they're trying to block out the sun now.
Right.
That night I was doing something. It was a warm 77-degree day. But last Sunday it was like 65 degrees for the high. We've never had probably 65 degrees in Virginia, if I can remember, at the top of June, early part of June. It got warmer throughout the day, but it was chilly. The morning, the other night it was like 55 degrees breezy, which is fine, but that was like 10:30 at night. So we've had things. Now, the last couple of days have been 87, 88, so that's getting more like it. So we're starting to get higher. But
right.
For a long time, we've had some extremely hot spring days. Then getting farther away is what? Getting colder or chillier at certain parts of the day. So you would say, something's really wrong with this weather in certain areas. Now, in Canada, they had record snow this year. So we don't really believe that daggone that many wildfires came from Canada. We got to think that they hit that thing with a direct energy weapon. I mean, that would be the smartest thing to think.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad you said that.
Because I live in Virginia. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if I want to drive up to New York and daggone get to Canada, it's going to take about 12 hours. I know I've been to New York City in a day and came back in a day. That's probably about six hours,
right.
5:45 off top. So
right.
You telling me some smoke came all the way down from that far. And then they had the Canadian golf tournament yesterday, so they ain't doing. No, man, they ain't. And then Al Roker, the TV journalist, said what? He said that the weather would be cleared by the weekend. Well, how do you know that? So they had
how
to
you,
be controlled.
Exactly. How would you know that? There you go. Thank you, brother, for listening on today. That's beautiful.
Yeah, he said that.
How would you know?
He said that. He said, yeah. Everything is cleared up by Saturday.
By Saturday.
So to me, that let me know that, hey, and you know what I thought about, man? It had to be cleared up because in New York and D.C., they were having their pride parades yesterday. On the same weekend, they were having their pride month, pride day.
He said it had to be cleared up for Pride Day. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it was really crazy, man. And then if you think about it, this is the last thing I'm going to say because I'm going to let you speak. But it's a good show. The first thing that AOC came and talked about was a Green New Deal. They said this is because of climate change. They started talking about electric cars and all that stuff. This wasn't nothing but a daggone psyop to get you going again, try to push for green.
Psyop. Glad somebody's saying those words. Yes, go ahead.
You know smoke don't happen. And then, not only that, what did they come out and start recommending? They started recommending Al Roker pulled it out. They said it was Al Roker or Lester Holt. I think it was Al Roker. Pulled out a face mask and said, what? You know, make sure you put your mask on New York. The smoke too bad. Now, think about it, man. If you smoke that bad, masks limit your air to breathe. So why you put the mask on? That shit don't make sense either.
That don't make sense
so
either.
So there was a whole lot of things that if you looking with that third eye, you can say, this don't sound right. This sound kind of fishy-like. But you know what? I thought about it, man. They got you, and Al Roker, he should know better. Daggone, Al Roker had blood clots, won't even air for a couple weeks.
You know, he was very sick. Yeah, remember, they pushed that agenda as well, all of them on TV.
Yeah.
Everybody on TV has pushed the agenda. Don't fool yourself. They on TV, they had to push that agenda. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on TV.
You know T-Bar, the singer from TLC?
Yes, yes. She was just here in Miami. Yes, yes.
She said that she was having problems too, and COVID. She got COVID twice, but she said they think she took the Pfizer vaccine or one of them, and she said that she had been sick, and after she had took it, and she got what they call a sickle cell or something.
She got sickle cell, right? Yes, correct.
Yeah, she mentioned it too. So, and Jamie Foxx. So when I saw Al Roker saying this, I said, "Well, Al Roker." I'm going to be there. People in New York ain't trying to put no mask back on. They ain't care about that thing. And what they told you? Don't go outside. The smoke is dangerous. Stay inside. Just stay inside. Oh,
right.
they were running chemical warfare, man. They dead. What the hell you talking about, man?
I'm with you 100. Because it did not make sense to me. Now, we was told that it was going to be delays with the flight. Luckily, it was no delay. But by the time I landed in Philly, the smoke was in the airport, y'all. So I knew then. I said, now, how is the smoke outpacing airplanes, everything? It was just amazing how fast, because it wasn't even full-fledged as of yet, the way it was hitting certain parts. So I'm telling y'all, throughout my research of looking this up, he said the word PSYOP. Y'all better look up. If y'all don't know what a PSYOP is by now,
I'm really scared.
Yes,
go ahead.
Hey, you know that that soot can't get in them plane on the plane
motor.
Wings.
Plane, that's right.
On the motor. So that's something right there. Who is anybody looking for the soot on top of their roof or on top of tree? You know, on top of stuff because it gonna come. It gonna the little soot. It gonna be a little bit.
Yeah, there isn't
so,
any.
There is
no job on.
Wow, that's good analogy.
But
go ahead.
Has anybody really thought about something? What is going to stop those Arctic winds blowing down from the Arctic now that all that forest is gone?
I have no idea because it looked like the jet stream, the cord to there, they said the jet stream helped bring this. When they gave that analogy of how did it happen, because people was asking, well, how could this happen? But then I told y'all before, it has happened before now. We ain't going to play like it never happened in history.
Right.
But it has happened. But the jet stream had to be calculated with this type of time of because they must have known the jet stream was at the perfect, precise location for it to
right.
bring it down.
And,
so
and
I don't know.
Didn't you,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Didn't you say 250th anniversary of 1776 is coming up?
It's coming up, yeah.
There you go, because Pluto is in Capricorn. And Pluto only comes around 249 years. This is why America was founded, just as above, so below. And what they're doing now is they've opened the gateway that's talking about Arctic winds coming down, and the forest was kind of like a buffer. But now you don't have that forest. You got straight Arctic winds that will be coming down in the jet stream, headed definitely for the East Coast.
Yeah, it looks like
I got
it
one
doesn't.
More question.
Because they're testing that weather weapon.
One more question.
For 2030,
have anybody seen the fire have they actually showed anything on fire? See, they ain't showed nothing. They just showed smoke.
Well, no. I'm gonna say when I was up there, Buffalo does get Canadian news. It showed it was in Calgary. Or Alberta, one or two. It was in Alberta, I believe.
But
Alberta.
It actually showed the people out there fighting the fires?
Yeah, it showed. That's what it showed. It showed a fire going across with planes dropping it. And then it showed a couple pictures of firefighters on the side hitting the brush with that. Now, again, according to my information that was given, they're supposed to be now asking for firefighters to come help them, and they want America to help. Again, there was no public apology that I've seen.
Biden sent firefighters.
Right, so they said Biden go send firefighters.
The only, people, the, only, The only people trained for that is the prisoners that they trained in the last forest fire from out west. So nobody else is trained that in them type of fires because
California
they only had them out west, and the prisoners was the main ones who was fighting those fires.
That's right.
Who
now, hold on.
Fighting
Let
all
me
the fires out of California.
Let me ask you a question. Y'all seen the firefighters. Let's go to – I'm glad you brought that up. California firefighters, I'm going to say something that most people – and from y'all on this program, no, we don't make nothing up. I never seen a forest fire melt a car. That fire was so hot in some of them cars. Did you see the cars were liquefied? Liquefied. When they showed, look at the pictures of forest fires that happened in California a couple months back, maybe half a year back. And it was phenomenal how it liquefied cars. Now, that's a hot fire.
Yeah, that's what some of those fire people were saying.
Yeah, that was the laser weapon they were testing. I remember
the fire people
tested that laser
the fire
weapon.
People, they, that was the some of those people was investigating that. They was wondering, like, how in the hell this catch on fire and it's right next, something next to it didn't catch on fire. And they're like,
the tree next to it didn't even burn like that. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
again,
what they was
I'm just giving
at.
You what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing ain't making sense. And just like the UFO thing. Now, I'm going to get my sister on here. Yeah, I'm going to get some more callers. But I'm going to call her because she wants to. Sean Caddy will be with us at the top of the hour for that show going to be. When we get to Sean Caddy, oh, my goodness. I have no idea what we're going to put down. But let me.
I just
want
to say one thing.
Okay,
I want people to look up Weather Weapon 2030. It's nanotechnology. So this is what they're testing now. It's nanotechnology.
Oh, so you're saying they're testing nanotechnology.
It's a weapon.
Okay.
Yeah, if they have it.
Okay. But I know they have it. Go ahead.
Put Weather Weapon 2030 in your search engine and read it.
There you go. 2030. Now, hold on. Let me get this other call in because I know time is of the essence. I want to get everybody in as possibly can. Let me go to, I think it's 3318. 3318.
Yeah, my brother. How you doing? So, listen, while they're calling in, I'm calling from your region one. I'm right below New York. This is your brother G. I know we got so many G's, man.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear. So I'm in the New England area. I got you, family. I got you. So let me go here. So, Charles, and I like that Turpin thing. That was awesome because you told us about the Turpin flag. You told us about the tortoise. Thank you, family. Got brilliant minds on your show. Here we go. 2 minutes if I can. So,
yeah, you got it. You
when
got
we
it.
Think about, yes, sir. When we think about those fires also, don't forget, they need to move the trees for the Wi-Fi. So when you're out in California, those big red, in order to get rid of those trees, so somebody needs to do some research and see how the Wi-Fi is out there in California now.
Mm.
And don't forget, like you're saying, when we had all that snow, because it has been cool in the New England area, permafrost, you got to go ahead and get that ground ready so it was a controlled burn because they're getting ready for the health of the Wi-Fi in the British Columbia. Another brilliant observation by you, because it was not called Canada. The trade route with the West Indies, they called it British Columbia. You're on top of it, brother. Thank you. Let's go on down to Hades real quick. Hades, the Clinton went and bought up all that land when Bill was leaving, so they knew this was coming.
Yep.
So, yes, King Charles said it's time. Because they're going to be in competition. The dramatics are saying we're not going to let these Chinese motherfuckers come and get all this money. They're setting up house because you can't make no money. And I know we're upset because we're the forest people. They know that. They know we're the forest people. But they're about making money because this is Shangri-La. We ain't never had an explosion on this land, and they're not going to put an explosion on this land. They know this is a utopia, and all they need to do is rid us as they bring in the new channel of AKA migration. They're about to make more money. If the money changes, huh? The money changes.
The money changes.
You're brilliant. You got a brilliant show. I'm mute. Do your thing.
Man, I love you. Appreciate you knowing that. We got to talk anyway because we're going to do something we talked about a couple weeks ago when you said monogamy and polygamy. We're going to do a show. Get ready for that one. Now, let me tell y'all something. this is not something that is coming off the psychotic mind of people. This is well thought out. They sit down and have meetings in different parts of the earth on the different power grids to create the energy to do what they plan to do. And right now, somehow they picked Las Vegas. Las Vegas, y'all. Las Vegas got a lot of shit. They got the A and the Stanley Cup. Look that up, Stanley Cup. That's Canadian. Las Vegas.
Super Bowl going to be there next year, too.
Oh, Super Bowl going to be in Vegas. Vegas about to get, they're trying to get a basketball team, if I ain't mistaken, but I know all this is being speculated on, but guess what, y'all?
The Oakland A's will be moving there, too, the baseball team.
Leaving
California. Sure is.
Yeah, they're leaving California. So, all I'm going to say is, I got
the mutants. Aliens.
Hey,
from 51, they released it. They made something crash and then they released it. So I think some of the things escaped myself. I think they just escaped.
It could be. Now, I'm not saying.
But drive
on. Hold on. Go ahead. Make a point for me, because I want to get.
Didn't they call the Greeks the Greys?
The Greys. Yeah.
They've been here. Go do your show, brother. I'm listening.
Yeah, the Greys. The Greys. Now, that's what they've been using, the Greys. The bands say, I hope y'all been listening to for real, because the man named him, he said they call the Nordics. I said, the Nordics? I go look all this stuff up, and I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This alien stuff is not a joke. I went to Ancient Aliens. I told y'all I love this type of stuff. I go to the damn conferences, and there's a lot of phenomena out there. But this one here takes the cake. Who would ever think this will make your news?
Southern Nevada is abuzz tonight with stories about the crash of an unknown object and the alleged sighting of strange creatures in the backyard of a Northwest Valley home.
So it was last night that 8 News Now investigator David Charnes reported about how Metro Police responded back on May 1st after receiving a strange call from a very frightened family. Well, our report generated a global response, and now piecing together the sequence of events has been kind of tricky, in part because the primary witnesses have been almost as elusive as the beings they say they encountered. Chief Investigator George Knapp is as perplexed as the rest of us, George.
As you know, this is not our first UFO rodeo. We first heard about the incident in early May via the Metro Police grapevine. The incident has a lot in common with other bizarre cases from around the world, an alleged crash, strange beings, and bits and pieces that don't make sense. But the police took this seriously, and so do we.
Just before midnight on April 30th, sky watchers across several western states saw a bright fireball streak through the heavens. A police officer working in the Northwest Valley caught a glimpse of the colorful object on his body cam. At nearly the same time, a Ring camera in the area recorded a strange noise and what sounds like a crash. One family living in a ranch-style home had a much closer view of the object. Two brothers and their father were working on a vehicle in their yard when they caught a glimpse of a sparkly object as it came crashing down, then were hit by what they describe as a shockwave. One of the witnesses, a young man named Angel, has stated when the brothers looked into the yard where the object landed, that spot was obscured and blurry, as if by unknown form of camouflage. What they saw next prompted a frantic call to 911.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
8 News Now investigators have spoken with family members multiple times in the past 4 weeks, but each of the three times we accepted their invitation to do an interview, they didn't answer the door or their phone. These are some of the claims they've made in other public forums. Multiple family members backed up the story in an initial police report we obtained. Angel says they heard the patter of multiple feet in the yard. They later heard footsteps on their roof. They saw one of the 8-foot-tall creatures climb behind the controls of a large front loader stored in the yard as if trying to engage it. He got a good look at one of the creatures, he said, a greenish-grayish being with large eyes and long legs. He says he could hear its deep breaths, and when he locked eyes, he was, in essence, frozen in place, couldn't move.
In the middle of the yard where the object had crashed, then vanished, a circular impression was left in the soil.
Okay, where is this on your property?
Metro sources say the police dispatcher initially wondered whether to send a crisis intervention team to help the troubled witness, but then took the incident seriously. Two officers arrived 38 minutes after the call, and by then had heard from other officers. They proceeded cautiously and managed some nervous laughs.
I ain't dealing with that.
A few days later, the family says, two Metro sergeants returned to the scene to ask follow-up questions. The family says they also saw men in suits and sunglasses driving in a car with government plates cruising slowly past the house in the following days. Nellis and Creech have denied any interest or involvement with the incident. Metro has indicated they believe the family that something crashed in their yard. But what?
Now, you mentioned, George, in that piece that, you know, they were frozen because so many people have been critical of, like, why didn't get their phone out? Why didn't they shoot the video? Do we know if there's even any video of this incident?
Yes and no. So there's a surveillance camera in the backyard. The property owner keeps that because he's got a lot of expensive equipment there. What we were told is that at the moment this thing comes down and crashed, this camera went out, and it was out for a couple of minutes. When it came back on, the object was gone, but the circle was there. We've been told by Angel in multiple phone conversations that he shot video of the creatures. We haven't seen it, and we don't know anybody else who's seen it yet, so maybe he'll release it at some point.
It's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, all over.
Now, a lot of attention. My sister says she something going on with her. She's tired. I keep stuff moving. They don't stop, no program. But all I can tell you is that came off of actual Vegas news. Now, the question should be asked to everybody. They claim it's 8 feet. I mean, if y'all would have seen the actual news footage, I don't know how many of y'all have seen it, but it's absolutely unreal. Because they wouldn't show the backyard, but they showed an overhead shot, and it had a circle crop, like a circle thing. And I said to myself, now, I don't know what could make this type of
And problem. Then what caught my attention, the part where they were talking about the men in suits, black suits, men in black. Will Smith.
Right. It's like a movie. I'm going to take one more call before I get to the top of the hour. 1-877. Thanks for holding. I heard. Are you on the air with us?
Okay, yes. I thought I was muted.
No.
Greetings, everyone.
Go ahead.
Greetings, driver.
Yes.
I just want to say hello to everybody. I just wanted to say that I believe that the video that you played, the aliens are ready to come out of hiding. I think that the United States have been in contact with them for many, many years, and I believe there's multiple different types of aliens that exist. I don't think it's just the grays, and I believe that the reason why they're pushing AI jobs so much is because of the fact that their aliens are going to be, you know, in charge and controlling the AI industry. And the reason why they want AI is because of the fact that they want the global control. They want that one God, Atanak, the computers. You can see it like that. Because if they can regulate every move you make from when you go to work, when you clock out, what you buy, when you spend, how much money you got in. That is their God. That's the God, you know, because the God that we don't know that exists, we haven't seen, but we know it's someone or something that exists in the universe. That's the competition that the lower gods have been competing for millions of years. How can we dominate the humans, the way the creator of the universe, the earth, and us has. So they, and we've all been told in the Bible, we go to the church, and they have told us that the ending times are coming. And we've heard this throughout the years when there's a major issue that comes in with our environment or our planet. Maybe this is the end. But I just want to say I believe the end is really coming because we have so many different things going on, and it's mainly the Democrat Party who is in controlling the narrative of all these different events that's coming in. They're the ones in power, not to say that the Republicans are not involved because they are called the rhinos. They are, too, because this is what makes it more fascinating. We've had the balloon to come over, and there's no You know, China came and circled around the moon with their balloon. No feedback from the government. No upset. Now we got this blazing chemical fire. There's no way that we can say, without a doubt, that that fire was not chemically initiated in order for it to be able to spread and to be orange. Nothing, no upset. Nobody's upset about it. You know, there's nobody upset about little kids being mutilated, taking their vagina and their penis off and their breasts. That's the Democrat mm-hmm. Party. There's no brouhaha about that. There was no brouhaha about.
No brouhaha, that's for sure. Nobody's upset about mutilation of their genitals. That's interesting, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and there's no, and everything that this government does, everybody's okay. They left billions of our equipment over in Ukraine, left our American citizens over there. Anything that they do that the Democrats, you know, they're there, they just support it. And that is the party who is trying to create this global, because that's the party who always talk about global, global, global. They want this oneness. And there is nothing that they can do that upsets the American people. And that is just amazing, amazing. They're the ones with the COVID. They're the ones. They are the demonic people who created the KKKs. They're the ones who created the white supremacy. Anything that they say the other side is doing, I don't know when we're going to open up our eyes to see if they're the ones who are controlling.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because you made a good point. Open eyes. Now, let's open eyes and do they know how to read? Because first of all, anybody who even studied the Constitution, which y'all know I used to hand out the Constitution, the little booklets I used to have, I used to hand them out. And it's not even a democracy. It's a republic. The fact that people are calling America a democracy show you your ignorance. It's never was designed to be a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. Look it up. Mob rule is democracy. Mob rule. That's why in California recently you've seen Antifa go with parents at a school board meeting. Them parents were whipping their asses. Now, of course, should have been a lot more ass whipping, but unfortunately, the police, who are a necessary force, to deter for the destruction of corporate property. That's what their main, that's what they call. Cops mean constables on patrol, y'all. That's all they call. Constables on patrol. That's where the word cops come from. And we don't even need notes. I don't even use notes. This is in my head. This is something I've been learning for all my adult life. Now, you made a great point. The Democratic Party is the party that denounces that they want global warming, that denounces that they want the LGBTQ, denounces the fact that they want to take church and throw it to the side. They were the one that came up with, you can go to church. You can't go to church, but you can go to Home Depot during COVID. I mean, and you went for it, Christians. You went for it. That means that you must reap what you sow, if you believe your own Bible story. And because now we get into the type of the hour, I'm going to the spiritual side right now because there's no other side mm-hmm. to go to.
Say this real quick, reference what the sister was saying about the Constitution. It's interesting you said that because just a couple weeks ago here in Tennessee, the governor, Bill Lee, he's Republican, he had came up with a bill to basically limit or almost ban drag shows in front of children. Well, guess
right.
what? A non-for-profit LGBTQ non-for-profit took him to court and sued and actually won. The federal judge deciding with the not-for-profit was a Republican judge put in by Trump. So,
Hold on. A judge by Trump went with
mm-hmm.
the LGBTQ?
Yeah. Because he said it, banning the drag shows was violating their constitutional rights of freedom of speech.
Now,
that was his opinion.
Now let's go there because I'm glad. Now I'm glad y'all saying all this because we're getting ready to go into the spiritual side with Brother Caddy. Let me just ask y'all a question, and it makes sense too. Now, y'all, we had great shows about Trump, and we had great shows about what he could and could not do and could be possibly should have did. He didn't do them. Question to me, to all you out there, I told you George Soros controls both sides. We won the few shows that said DeSantis is controlled by George Soros. Your source said he'd rather have DeSantis. You see what's going on right now, the battle with DeSantis and Trump. Now.
Right. The governor of Georgia, he's a globalist. He's down with the, they're down with the World Economic Forum is what you're saying.
Right. They all down with it. They all down with it. Now, I've seen them there. Y'all seen them shaking hands. Look at the handshakes so you can see that we ain't making this up. These are well people in the craft, and they're high, high orders. We even had witches in Georgia who was on the case about Trump. So we don't have, we got their cult world. I told you this show's based off their cult world. If you think you know history without their cult world, you are an idiot. There's no way you could separate the occult world from politics. It's impossible. If, if you're ignorant, you are, you can do it. But in reality, that's impossible. Why would you? How
and
you,
and they go under their titles. They go under their titles as
what
Christians
title? What
or
title?
Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes,
also
yes.
I want to say to the brother is there's been so many judges that Trump appointed that threw him underneath the bus.
Oh yeah,
because of the fact because of the fact that he thought that see when Trump was ignorant to the fact when he came into the political world, he thought because they had an R in front of their name that meant that they were all united.
I don't know,
but
I'm
he didn't realize
we
he didn't realize that
you.
They were really running.
I'm gonna say that I'm gonna do a show for you because we're gonna do a show because we're getting ready to go into the season after this year. This year ain't over with, but start next year. Everybody who knows what's going on know that if Biden wins, it's Kamala Harris will be president. So just so y'all know that. Now, I'm going to do a quick break. Y'all get your pens and paper out. I told you, I played earlier, that you've been lying about 400 years, that you have believed you got the 1619 Project, claiming you was over here 400 years ago. According to all these things, I got some serious shit coming on the neck. I got Malcolm X telling you that y'all was going to be killed off as well. And y'all got Malcolm X's birthday, which y'all are, should be ashamed of yourselves. Shame yourself. I listened to a Farrakhan tape somebody sent me when Farrakhan was actually killed. And Farrakhan to this day should be ashamed of himself. The way he wanted that man dead and pretended like he said to his whole congregation in Mas Maryam. You know, Mas Maryam is really the Virgin Mary. I hope y'all know that. If you don't, oh well. To be sitting in a portal of women, because women are the controlling factor of all religions. They call it the deputants, the deputies. No preacher could even exist today in America without no women auxiliary board. Can't do it. It's impossible. But you liars and lovers of lies, because I'm calling on you, Hey Wahe, the one y'all got in that Bible name that y'all claim y'all believe in, he going to get you. But he got a wife, but you don't want to know the wife's name. See, all Yahweh ain't alone. He got a wife. And many of you don't know her name. Some call her Lilith. What did Lilith say she going to do? He's going to kill the firstborn, just like the Egyptian god said they was going to do. But y'all don't like hearing that. So when we come back, we don't care. Jump off this channel right now if you love bullshit, love listening to liars, love listening to a bunch of fucking assholes tell you a bunch of fucking lies. Jump off now because you about to get the facts when we come back. Play with it.
Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog and I'll be your tree and you can feed on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your bathroom. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
It's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't want to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even wait, we might just turn you on.
really might just turn you off.
I'm almost nervous that I'm on the radar, probably so, but that's okay. But when I heard the WHO organization, Ethiopia, I said, man, why everything is Ethiopia? The Black Guards, Ethiopia. The building of the cathedrals, which is Catholic. Some people say spelled backwards mean the holy cat, cult. And then to know they have the oldest language. Remember Patah Sika, I used to tell him all the time, I said, nobody speaks that language no more. You got to be from there or run. Now, Sean Caddy been there. I give him credit for all that he has done because that man don't talk about it. He be about it. He over there. He in the temple. He was amongst the people, and he got a book out. He looks just like the emperor. Now, there was a videotape about the emperor escaping to or being somehow brought to Great Britain. And Queen Elizabeth, who has plenty of history with the Moors. Matter of fact, the first African trading post was with the Moors and with England and Irish and the Ottoman Turks. So we're not going to pretend like we don't know the history. I'd be a fool to tell you that, but I will tell you this. There's a ritual, and all you Catholic people listening, this ritual came from Ethiopia. See, Ethiopia is in your Bible. Those you don't know the Bible good, it's one of the few countries named by everything else. Got a Jebusites, the Arifazites, you know, I can make up names all day long, the Jigabiggies. But that one name, Ethiopia, is actually in Genesis in the beginning books. Ain't make you wonder about that one, did you? Egypt, another two countries that you know in your modern era name is there. Libya is in the Bible. So you got countries that are supposedly hard to pronounce, but in modern terms, they were pronounced easily for you. Now, we're about to get busy today because there's everybody been, some of you have been initiated in the Army, myself. I've been initiated in a few things. Everybody who know me know I ain't making this up. I ain't got to lie. I'm not going to tell you, but those who know, I've been initiated in a few, more than, that means more than three things. And unfortunately, all of them have been pretty unaffected by fighting the New World Order. No matter how much I say I believe this, I told you I was brainwashed. And I'm happy to tell people, anybody could be brainwashed. If you think you're not brainwashed, then you either AI or you're a clone. Because you could easily manipulate a human mind. Easily. Easily. Just by saying, I'm in the infantry. That means you're an infant mind. That's why we send you to war first, to die first. Infants. Because they love killing babies. I told you that. See, wouldn't that be strange if they didn't call the first people to die infantry? The first key word is infants. That means a blood sacrifice of babies. And I told you Yahweh had a wife named Lilith, which I don't want to hear that. But she got another name too, but I'm going to give you the name that the occult world knows. But how many of you, see, this is a cult show. If you're scared of cult, anybody scared of cult, you got to be a fool because it means the enlightened. Got to be a fool if you're scared of their cult. I mean, you should be loving their cult world because you are enlightened to the foolishness of the real world. It means it's not real. That's why it's called Israel. But Sean Caddy about to come on. Before I come on, I want you to see, Sean, I need you to verify this cult here. This cult is Christian in origin from Ethiopia. So all you white Catholics, you learned this from black Ethiopians. And then we will start the spiritual abyss.
Kipkab Wilbey with Mariam will soon face his first great step on the road to priesthood. He hopes to take part in the most important ceremony of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, Timkat, the Feast of the Epiphany, celebrating the baptism of Christ. Although Epiphany is celebrated throughout the Christian world, the Ethiopian Timkat ceremony is different. It features sacred replicas of the Ark of the Covenant. To be allowed to take part, Kipkab must convince the senior priest of his church that he has total commitment to his calling. Complete faith. For 6 years, Kipkab has not been ready to take part in Timkat. If the elders question his faith now, it may be many years before he'll be considered again. And this is not the only pressure on Kipkab. He's got a family tradition to live up to.
I'm one of three brothers. The other two have finished their religious education. They are already working in the church. I'm the youngest, but I want to achieve the same as them.
Kipkab practices a form of Christianity that is both ancient and unique to Ethiopia. His life revolves around worship and study at a church school in Lalibela. His teacher, his own father, will be one of those who have the final say as to whether he's ready to take part in the Timkat festival. There's little formal structure to Kipkab's education. There's no end-of-year exam, and study is constant. Learning the scriptures by heart is in itself a monumental task. But Kipkab has to learn them in Ge'ez, which died out as an everyday language around 1,000 years ago. Kipkab lives with 10 other students. They earn their meals the traditional way, by begging for food. Enduring physical hardship is seen as a necessary step in Kipkab's spiritual development. So is learning to accept charity, especially from villagers who often have little food to spare. Fortunately, the people around Lalibela are devout Christians who will give whatever they can in exchange for a blessing. There are few sites more impressive than the city of Lalibela. Kipkab's church is one of 11 churches, each cut straight into the volcanic rock. They were built by the 12th century King Lalibela, who had a vision of the holy city of Jerusalem. Kipkab's long months of prayer and study have been rewarded. He's been chosen to be a part of the Timkat ceremony. It is an auspicious landmark in his spiritual development. But it is also a deeply private moment
a moment of personal revelation. Christians from all over Ethiopia come to the ancient city of Lalibela for the festival of Timkat, hoping for a glimpse of the replicas of the Ark of the Covenant, known as Tabit. To come close to the Tabit is to come close to the Word of God itself. The Tabits of the 11 churches of Lalibela emerge, carried on the heads of the most senior priests. They are considered so sacred that no one is ever permitted to gaze upon them and must remain completely covered. From the labyrinth, they form a procession and make their way to the baptism pool. Scenes like this were described in the Bible when the Israelites welcomed Moses' return from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. Celebrating the baptism of Christ, the faithful are themselves blessed by the holy water of Lalibela.
Now, y'all heard that. I'm about to bring my brother in who's been over there, who's seen some of these temples, whose bloodline is connected to some of these emperors. And without further ado, we're going to have a hell of a... I hope y'all ready for this one. Let's get it on, because he got a full 30 minutes. I might give him 33. I don't know. Probably give him 33 minutes to kick to you the answers to who is the ruler of Ethiopia and the second Egypt of America. My brother, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you see, I don't play with you. You see, I ain't playing today.
That's a quite an intro, man. I just sat there and smiled. I was like, wow, wow. It's much appreciated. How you doing? And to the family, how's everybody today?
Hey, we all well, man. I just got back from the smog. I seen what they want to consider an apocalyptic event, another one. Hey, I'm glad to be amongst the living. So appreciate you as always, but you got to break all this down because, again, you've been there. Ain't nobody can lie. See, one thing about us, you factually been there, you factually went to these temples, and your bloodline is connected to this. First of all, I want to ask you, can you just give people a brief of how the only countries in the book of Genesis actually state Ethiopia? And you can't get around that. The rest of them you might have to look up to see exactly where they at, but not that one. And then the Christian connection to Christianity that is actually a global order around the world today. Go ahead. I'm gonna stay quiet and let you do your thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you said that. The Timkat is basically a baptism, and the fact when I did go to Ethiopia and I was finding paintings of a black version of Jesus. That's what I said in my head when I saw it. But each painting I looked at, this Jesus had braids, cornrows, and gold teeth and mustache. Exactly like King Tedros. Now, King Tedros, which was interesting, is because he unified Ethiopia at the time where many of the warlords and factions had broken off. And so from that point to, let me better explain this. Ethiopia is mentioned early in the Bible because it is the Ethiopian book. We gave birth to ancient Egypt. We gave birth to Israel. So when someone say to us that we're Semitic and ancient Egypt is Kemet, which is the Kemites, which is really Ham, but they silence the K on there. But Ham and the Semites is from Sham. So Ham and Sham are brothers. So we're all related. So it's not about who's older or anything. So the part in ancient Egypt where you see all the monuments, the Giza pyramids, that is what we call Lower Egypt. And if you go further down south from the split of Sudan all the way to Somalia, which is on the coast of East Africa, we call that Upper Egypt. So we're the same people, in a sense, just as if the same people that's over here in America today. So when we come to, matter of fact, if I can get anybody that's on air, I need y'all to pull up some things on the Bible, which is Matthew 24, verse 29, and some can pull up Matthew 24, verse 28. And I'm going to, now I want to jump into that to explain what's going on today here in America. Now, if, and someone can pull up Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. Just have it there so you know that it's not just me speaking it. But when it goes into Matthew 24, verse 28, it says, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be eagles be gathered together." Carcass is Caucasians, not Europeans. It just carcass or Caucasians are in Europe. And the eagles is where America has the motto of the bird being standing for America. So this is the Messiah telling you something. So when we go to Revelation, or excuse me, same in Matthew 24, but verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Now, when you saw all the smog in New York City, it was mist, it was orange. When you saw the sun, you saw the sun at a dark orange, so that the sun, the light of the sun was darkened. What you don't know is that in front of the sun, the crystal city has come down. It started ascending, and so that's why they created this smoke and smog in this area to prevent people from actually seeing it. And if you see sometimes the sun appeared to be behind the buildings, and that wasn't the sun itself, that was a crystal city. And the crystal city appears as a sphere because it has a force field around it. And so those flat earthers, you know, that's the only thing you can call a flat earth is that the crystal city, because it's a city that hovers, and it was and it is what we call the North Star. But now it has descended as the fall, the stars shall fall from heaven. And wow. So they block that off.
Right. Go ahead. You're rolling.
Now, before that, there was a few days before we had a so-called sonic boom here in D.C. And, oh, by the way, I got a habit, like a ritual. Before your show starts, I always take a journey downtown D.C., and I take my stroll right across the White House, walk up close enough to the gate, not to the point where, you know, anything crazy, but
right.
And I sit there and say, I know. So the sonic boom was two sounds. One was a missile. There was no plane, no Cessna plane that they say that shot out. It was actually a starship, or what we call a UFO. And they thought they shot a missile, which is crazy because they can't do nothing to it. However, this missile shot into the mountains in what we call in mountains area in Virginia, which is about maybe 200 miles somewhere near Charlottesville. But the same thing they try to use as a conspiracy to cover it up is the same thing they said about the Pentagon, when on that certain day, a plane that hit the building and you see a gaping hole, but you don't see the plane wings, no parts of a plane. So this whole thing about this plane being shot down recently from the sonic boom from the jets chasing it, there's no plane parts. And they actually have CIA agents out there, which they lie all the time. And one of them ladies made the mistake and said, well, this woman that was on the plane happened to have a child that was a few couple years old. So, I mean, it's like you don't ever use the term few couple years old. It's either you're a couple years old or you're a few years old. So that was their cover-up, and still to this day, they don't have any plane parts. So now let's go to where they're saying these things in Vegas. These plane crashes and some finding creatures. However, the government will try to implement their version of tactics of deception of aliens in order to avert, so that way you'll start hearing about aliens being sighted, but the government will try to throw theirs in there so you won't really know what's real or what they created. However, this is the time frame that we're in. Why over America? Because the people over here in America, you are that of that tribe, but it's not just going to be the tribe of Israel, because the mistake that's being made is that you never count the 13th tribe, which is Dina. She came over here to America after she was raped. And in the chapter of Genesis 34, and someone just please turn to it. I know I mentioned 34 before, but that's Dina. So a lot of you are descendants of her that's here in America. And from there, not all of the tribes survived from Israel. So Judah was one of them. And he was one of the, what you call, agreeable ones out of that. But then you have other tribes of Ishmael. Ishmael spent time in Ethiopia, or more specifically, Somalia area, where he gave birth from his bloodline, who Mustafa Muhammad Al-Amin, who became Muhammad the prophet, who gave birth to the Quran. The Quran was given to him, but his bloodline is Ishmael. And soon after he had passed on, the pale Arabs, or the desert Arabs, they had was upset because there was no blessing for them, and so they killed most of the people in Muhammad's family. And then they did their conquest of taking ancient Egypt area from Libya all the way across what we call the northern part of Africa today. And so from there, many of those people
for leaving them out, right? Yes, that's what you're saying. They left them out or something, and they got mad.
Right, because, yeah, they were never part of the blessing. So
did they not get a blessing? Okay, let's make sure. I heard that. Did not get a blessing, which is in your Bibles. Go ahead.
And so out of their anger, they became what you call Dina Islam. Mm-hmm. Right, because they prayed into the worship of Ishtar. And another name for Ishtar is Dina. So the original symbol was a six star also with the sight of the crescent moon at the bottom. However, they used the crescent moon inside the five-pointed star, which is the star of Ishtar. So, and then that let you know that was an illusion, because not one time in life will the moon ever be larger than any sun or any star. So that let you know that they were under that corruption. And so since the population of Africa was all our people, those who have decided to work with them, they became the Moors today. And that's why they picked up the Fez, which is from Turkish root. It's not an African, I don't want to say African, but it's not from any of the tribal areas in Africa that we call.
Right.
In Africa, the word Africa didn't come along until when the Europeans, Caucasians, assuming Europeans, started to do what they call scramble for Africa. Notice I left the slave trade out of that. Okay. And that was the first time they started entering into Africa. And Africa means, from the word, Arabic word, Afrik, means to divide, to separate. And so when they started coming over here to America during the time of George Washington, or before George Washington era, they always do what they called send their missionaries first. And in Ethiopia, Abyssinia, when Tedros was the king, the emperor at that time, they were sending missionaries then at that time, and he imprisoned them because they were trying to convert into modern-day Paul's Christianity. And so when you mention the Coptic of Ethiopia, which is the earliest form of Christianity, but they didn't call themselves Christians, it was called Tawahedru, and they put in front Orthodox. I mean, the original. So the mother of the Messiah of that day and time, his mother Mary was actually from Abyssinia. So the one of the three wise men that came to find a child that was 2 years old, they called him the Magi. He was Ethiopian. So all of these, and then Ethiopians, we were also in India at the time before the Persians came and took over. So throughout the mixed breeding, this is how all these different names came up. For instance, as natives here to this country, no one called themselves an Indian. These are things that people call us.
Right.
But they didn't ask us who we were. We didn't say, "Well, we Indian," because this country is not called Indian.
Well, let's just say they. Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to be brief, 10 seconds only. They might have said they know who we were, or they know who was over here, and then once they got the records, they just changed the records to say they're Indians because they know the original names that they was given because they was all kind of in Latin. So they kind of know everybody who was over here. They don't hide that. They just tell you what they gave the masses, but the elite of the occult world know who exactly everybody is. Would you agree or not agree? Give me in further no, with that.
I agree with that. Abraham's third wife named Katara, when Isaac had assumed position after Abraham was passing, he didn't want anyone around. So Abraham sent Katara, and they came over to this area, which they are the creators of the land Atlantis. But the word Mu is there, right? And mm-hmm. So Abraham grew up in the land of Ur. Ur is short, it means fire, but also Uriel is the one who was guiding. Uriel is one of the seven archangels. He was responsible for guiding Abraham and his family, or at the time it was just his family, Abraham, and he was born in the land of Ur. So that land belongs to Uriel. So being that this was Atlantis or Atlan, Mu, M-U, being from the land of Ur, you got the U-R-S. So that's why you have the names of the M-U-U-R-S, as in Moors, versus the M-O-O-R-S, because the M-U-U-R-S represented the united of the families that came together. Some were from the tribe of Dinah. Some was from the tribe of Katara, which they are the ones who built around, what you call it, Stone Mountain. So these are all our people. So at this time, Kemet was moving and booming and everything. So was Atlantis.
But so okay, let me ask some questions. They are people. Mm-hmm. Nobody going to dispute that. But are they our people through disgruntled activity? Were they disgruntled from that which from the past they came over here from? And maybe they disgruntled as being like a dysfunctional family. Like they still want to say, I understand when we say they are people, but it's like a sister that's crazy or a brother that's crazy. You love them, but they disgruntle and you don't really deal with them, but yet they still got power to deal with them within themselves. Are we looking at these families as being unified or disgruntled? That way you can make the differential of what we're talking about. Are they disgruntled or are they harmonious with the East? Because we in the West now, were they harmonious with the East?
And that's I'm glad you brought up that point. I would say it was both because just like you have cousins somewhere that y'all part of the family might get along sometimes and sometimes y'all don't, but it takes somebody else to come in between that and get y'all to go against each other.
Right. I got you. That sounds good. Keep going. You rolling, bro. Keep it going.
So when you go to lands like Shahokia in Illinois, and then you got places like even down in Georgia, all the mounds, at that time, they were uncovered. They were pyramids. They were the land. And that's why the certain mounds, they call them mounds today because it was the secret to cover them up because not Christopher Columbus started coming over here with the people who were calling themselves Moors. And Moors only started under Islam. They don't have no Jewish roots at all. So they were good at navigating. And they brought these people over here. And so Christopher Columbus pretty much got expelled from coming over here because we found out what he was up to. And there was people saying later on in time during the George Washington era that there was a treaty of friendship, which I don't think that's very accurate at all because there's really no letter that's in print to show that. And then even if you look up this person, Muhammad Hamdi or whatever the name was that was supposed to sign his paper, there's no photograph, there's no real history of this person at all existing. But what the Moor people were doing they were bringing in with the Caucasians, and they were working with them, and they were using that to take things, because I heard a lot of people say the Moorish Empire was here in America. I said, where's your mosque? Where's your builders? Where's your architect? Where's your language? You don't have nothing, none of that over here. So let you know you was just causing all that confusion. And so what they did, they started coming amongst, we had 13 nations first. Let me just put that out first. 13 nations that were over here, we later called tribes in America. And that's why the Confederate flag has the 13 stars. But then you have the four, the landmarks, which is the pyramids in each direction, and you got the cross. And that became that after the war with the invaders, because some of them nations dissolved and became five. Like, so you're going to have like the Iroquois, and you might have the Katara, which later they came together and they may come up with a Wahani. They became that nation. You have Illinois, which was the Ishmaelites, and then you had some Adena, and then they became Illinois or Algonquin. You know, they had certain names like that. But they were basically, we were still all family members, but we could not escape that the devil would have 6,000 years of rule. And so we were going to have downfalls regardless.
Right.
You know, so that's just the essence of what has happened. And so you remember they talked about how Canada had these schools and it was converting the Indians or the American Indians over to their and abusing them in these schools.
That's right.
Well, let me give you a little bit of help on that deception. The word education, it's education. The word Jew was there. And that's you. That's me. Everybody that was over here, we was being edited. They edited the Jews in the dictation, meaning they were giving us a false history. And I remember before, and I explained this about the parties, we had the nations together up until the Civil War. And the Democrat parties and all these parties were started by black women trying to force us to give rights to the Caucasians who were indigenous servants over here. We didn't want to give them no power because they're the ones who started what we call the Revolutionary War, because they were bringing an influx of them over here, and it caused problems. One nation didn't want to have them. The other nation didn't want to have them. So when that war started, they said, you know what, we got problems. So they started uniting together and came up with one army to fight instead of being divided and destroyed one by one, and it became the Continental Army. And at the time, John Hanson, who is a descendant from the tribe of Dina, the 13th tribe of Israel, he became one of the leaders during that time, or the president at the time, and he was not voted in or elected because they were already from the royal families. And what we got to understand, what was so significant about Abraham, Abraham was a king. Isaac, Ishmael, it's another son named Nebajoth, excuse me for saying the name, but it was three sons. All of them were royal princes. And each one of them, when they left to where they left to, they had at least 12,000. So they were setting up kingdoms. So everybody over here that's so-called African-American, all of you are royal people. You let people who are not royal
Now, let me ask you a question, because it's going to be a great debate. I'm giving you, because I know we got time of the chart on this. Now, that's going to be the biggest debate, because you got people who say, okay, Men and Musa came here. I mean, I got people who say Bahamas and all these areas was, quite a few of them came on this program and stated that Atlantis, like you said, was a shipping port for them to go into, into America. So how do we look at that now? Because so many people did not get along, obviously, because they backstabbed each other. So when the Ethiopians come in, because y'all like the names of the Bible first characteristics that we see, if those who are not attuned to going beyond that, but let's just deal with the mundane. Those who go to church, they see what you're saying. Now, a preacher, with some sense, will be like, oh, I ain't going to gabble what he just said because I got to answer some questions. But that's why we're on this program, because we're going to answer these questions. We're not going to deny the fact that shipping lanes were already universally known. Yes, that's the, and you mentioned flat earth. Let's go with that, too. So y'all, we're going to get hot before, because at 1 o'clock, y'all don't realize 1 o'clock, we're going to get cut off. No, you stay. I'm going to stay past 1 because I missed. We're going to have 2 weeks off. I'm very hyped up. We're going to go past that. But let's go with what he said. Flat earthers. Some of y'all don't believe in the flat earth, but I did a show a long time ago. The Jesuits made that earth round. They changed everything, the Jesuits. Go look it up. Don't believe little niggas like me, because you hate niggas like me. Go look up what the Jesuits say, you scared niggas, and go and see what's up. Now, I want you to get, let's get deep, because we only got a certain amount of time that I want you to get everything in before we go to the next level of the show, which would be after hours. Everybody be cut off at 1 o'clock. If you stay on with us at 1 o'clock, you will stay on. If you do not, you will not be, you'll be cut off. Now, let's go with that, because you mentioned some stuff. People, these groups. Now, you mentioned two women groups. Let's just say Dina. What's the other one name?
Dina and then Ishtar.
Right, Ishtar.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Qatar.
Qatar. Let's go with Dina and Qatar. These are like a female matriarchs. You think that's like still going on within these parties, like how the women movement is like kind of like, because Jewish, there is no J in Hebrew. Let's get that out the way, everybody. There's no J in the Hebrew language. Is it one in Ethiopia? Let me know. I know Hebrew is no J. What about Ethiopia? Is there a J in Ethiopia?
No. Our language is the same as Hebrew.
Okay. So if it's no J, what is this secret group naming themselves Jews? Because you got to explain to everybody. Because if I say it, they're going to get mad. Can you explain to us how this group that has no, there's no J in Hebrew or Egyptian, or what's the other language, the oldest one, the Giza, what's that language, the language called?
Giz.
Now, you know Giz, because you send me stuff all the time. If these people ain't got Giz in the language, how do you think this deception came on so hard that they would leave a group that has no vowel, no consonant that says J? How do you? What do you tell people when you talk to people that even Ethiopia? What does Ethiopia think about these people called Jews when they go there? Let's say they go there for asylum to believe that they are over there, they belong over there. How do they look at that when they say, "Well, damn, ain't no letter J." How come they don't say this is a fraud? Not you, but the nation that we know that exists today. Why they don't say it's a fraud? It's made up.
Well, we already having fights with them already. We know them as Germans. That's where the word Jew. We recognize them as Germans.
Wow.
Oh, and I want to make it correct. Well, I'm not saying the world, this earth is flat, but when they saw the Crystal City and even Turtle Island, these are submerging cities that hover. Right, I got symbols of actually Turtle Island, in which Turtle Island actually submerged after the destruction of Atlantis until what you call the Gulf Breeze, the Gulf Coast, just south of Pensacola, east of Mexico. It's in the water right now, and it's going to submerge. So when they, it's going to rise up. So when they show the map of I Am America, and they show a lot of land around areas flooded, is because of the mass size of Turtle Island is going to rise up. And the reason called Turtle Island is because on four, it's round like the Crystal City, but they have their motors, which is 4 points, or is 6 points, from which would appear like the head, one would be the tail, and the four legs on each side as the shape of a turtle. So during the time the Caucasians were getting around and moving around as they did, a lot of that technology by what we call the Elohim or the Anunnaki, they started covering up many of the structures, even from the Grand Canyon, because they did not want them to have any access to it, because us as a people, we had to be so accommodating, bringing these people in, giving our stuff away, and yet let them yet take over. You know, because even if you look at the Caucasian race, he has no history of building any structure, any civilization. And the same thing that happened to us here in America is what happened in what we call South Africa today. And it's not slavery, it's apartheid we were put under.
So, right, now that's different. That's now, what I'm going to do, because we're getting close to the 45 quarter to the 1 o'clock, I want to give everybody a chance to ask questions, because, again, this brother is a reservoir of information on site as well as everything else. On site, meaning he went and he's there, physically there. Like many of you who have went there, I got friends who went to Egypt, got different views, but you went to Ethiopia. You is in the land where Egypt, when I seen the King Tut exhibit, and I want y'all to know, those in Miami, the mummies are coming here to the Frost Science Center. Here, I'm a partnership of that. They're bringing the mummies. I don't know how they, but here it is. And we're going to go into this George Washington thing after we all shut up. That's going to be after hours. Because, somehow this fraternity came over here, and we've been naming everything. Because how could all the founding fathers want to grow marijuana, have sex with black women to have offsprings that was necessary for their lineage? Y'all got to ask some questions we're going to have today. So I'm going to get y'all in there. I'm going to start at the top. 1-877, a question. Make it within 30 seconds so he can answer it, and we're going to keep it down the line, because this brother needs to be known to have – he a family member, so we want him to be coming on here and know that we look for him for answers. 1-877, what you want – we want to say anything right off the cuff? 1-877, anything?
Yeah, it's just strange, the history of of Ethiopia that has such relevance to our alien world, and
one question. Don't speculate. So that's a good question right there. What do you think about the relevance of the alien concept in the Ethiopian? Because they show different things of like a spaceship in some of their pictorials. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we all are descendants of aliens, so we are their children. So we have interaction. Those who have not fallen asleep still have communication with them, but they can't connect with us, because if a ship will come down, most people will run away, even though a black man or black woman may appear out of the craft.
Check that out. Okay.
So you're saying that we should...
I got other callers. I want to make sure you asked the question. He answered it. Let's go to 8554. I want to get everybody in on this, because this is a very important note, how I just give a ritual to Ethiopia as a Christian. The Raiders of the Lost Ark is based off Ethiopia, y'all. Remember, they went through Africa, the Germans, the Nazis. Okay, 8554. Go ahead. You got a question?
No, it's funny. He kind of answered my question already in terms of we all have some type of alien DNA, but the people need to know, if I'm saying this right, brother, that that's not a bad thing. It shouldn't be more or less put in a spooky sense of terms, you know, as far as the word alien itself.
Right. Should we get scared by
factual,
the word?
It was a factual, factual point.
Okay, it's too many of y'all. I just told you. One at a time. One at a time. You asked your question, you got it all. That's enough. Next person. What you think about that? Should we be scared about the term aliens?
No, even the meaning alias, Ali meaning my God, and An meaning people.
Okay.
People.
Beautiful.
So alien is my God's people.
Okay. I love how you put it. Let me go to 7472. Got a question? Okay. Let me go to one. Oh, that's you. Let me go up to, let me get some more cards. Yeah, okay, there you go,
drive
there you go.
On.
Go ahead, you ask some questions.
Because we're using biblical references, but in the thing is the changeover from Cush to Ethiopia, because they're interchangeable, it's one land, but these are the interpretations of languages. So how would it be, and Sean, I'm hearing what you're sharing, and the knowledge is true, but how did that difference in the language of whose language was called using Kush and who was using Ethiopian?
Go ahead. Good question.
Okay, the Ethiopian consists of several languages today. Amharic is the national language spoken, but Amharic is the same as Arabic, and it's the same as Hebrew. It's just if you're in New York City, you speak a certain way, versus if I'm in Mississippi, I speak a certain way. We're saying the same thing. It's just I have a dialect or
dialect.
A slang.
Right. Yeah. Let me get some more calls, because again, we get caught up on how, because remember, all y'all saying the same thing, just y'all say it in your own slang, elegant way. It's still the same. I have no dispute with any of you on here based on the fact if you come with a lie, I'm going to get you. But that means that you ain't got nothing factual to back that shit up. But we talking about people who are able to say, that makes some investigative research. Let me get some more calls. That was good. Because, again, I want y'all to know Ethiopia is in the Bible. The Bible is a secret alien book to me. If you don't understand that, I suggest you keep looking this up, because ain't no way somebody going to make a book about the star systems and don't tell me ain't nothing else out there. It's impossible. If you're going to make a book called Helios, Biblios, Bible, and some people, even my Spanish brothers and sisters, they got padres that came from the missionaries that you spoke of earlier who have been put to place to deceive you in the Latin world. The Latin means Roman rule. That's what Latin means. Not the Latin language. Latin Hispanics means Roman rule. You better look that up. Two different words. Let me get some more out there, because this is going to be, oh my goodness. Let me go to 9927. No, you got something to say. Unless you go, you all right?
No,
go ahead.
I don't have too much to say. Because, you know, definitely
you are,
right.
Yeah.
We are different beings and species, so I agree. I have other brothers to come on.
Okay. Well, you said different species. Let me go to 797696. Question.
Hey, that's Drybone. Yeah.
Yep.
I got a question for the brother. It's kind of a two-part question. I was looking at a spread I seen on his lineage. It said Buckingham Palace rejected calls to return remains stolen prince of Ethiopia. That's talking about his family. I was trying to ask the family, but my phone don't let me send nothing no more. And then another thing is what do Ethiopia mean? And then this was once called Ethiopia. It's like about four Ethiopians, like three or four Ethiopians that in ancient times, supposedly. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that's the four. I like that four. Four, because it seemed like that word Ethiopia is a very because it wasn't with an E. It wasn't an A at first. It was an I, or what was it? It wasn't an A at first. I know it was an A. Okay.
It was
so
an A. It was an A.
Okay, it was an A. It was an A. Right, it wasn't E. It was an A. Right, there you go. Thank you. I'm going backwards. It was an A, and then it became an E. So explain that A-E. Is that a vowel thing? Because A-E-I-O-U is vowel terminology. Go ahead.
It's just an interchangeable. A and E is always interchangeable within all those languages. And the fact that he made Ethiopia, the reason why they center us as Ethiopian is because we're the only land area that King Tedros kept at bay from the colonizers, the Caucasians that were taking over from that time that they was trying to conquer. But at the time, before the continent had the name Africa, the whole continent was called Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, what we call America, North America, it was only 500 miles apart in water land mass. And so in between that area was called Ethiopian or Ethiopian Ocean. But the land wasn't as far separated, so it wasn't nothing for you to leave from Ethiopia or anywhere on that continent.
Okay, now I'm glad you
America.
Said that, because that's a beautiful talk. See, that's why I love y'all. Because, again, now I just read a report, can't substantiated yet at all, but it says that Africa is splitting, like, into a new continent. I was like, damn, how long is it going to take? Well, I'll be dead probably. But if Africa is split, that goes to show that there is a geographical energy magnetic table underneath the Earth that can cause planets, cause places to split. So you just said that we were close as far as nautical miles. Nautical miles, we were very close to America. That's why I don't understand y'all today who are in the Afrocentric mindset. Y'all jump in here because if the easiest way is always the course of less resistance, what I've been taught, less resistance is the less course. So if I take a straight course, I'm in Brazil. Why would I take a more pragmatic course going up into Gulf Streams and all this other crap that they claim that they did to get to the Americas, when obviously the quickest course, if it was closer, like he just said, thank you for saying that, brother, if it was closer. Now, I'm going to take it to another level, y'all, because it's three levels to the universe. It's probably even more. I'm going to give you three because that's the only recognizable thing is the human mind. But let me ask you a question. If Ethiopia, and I noticed that they're the only group that Israel, the so-called Jews, ever claim they would accept. They ain't say accept Black America at all. When they used to have to come, all that Dimona stuff that's over there today, it took a lot of bloodshed and tears for them to even get America to be a part of that. And it took the Ethiopians to be the first forerunners to say, so here's where we at. Question I'm going to ask you, Brother Caddy, before I bring into the high-level stuff, before we get out of here. For the high, the show going to go on until they cut us off. Because remember, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, and I'm very hyped up from what I've been seeing. Brother Caddy, explain to them this bloodline that's in, because we see your group. Now, if y'all think Brother Caddy don't look like these people, look at the young prince and look at Sean Caddy together. That's all I'm going to tell a person. That's almost Caddy. And it's just unbelievable. So if they got the relics, which I know they took, remember, the Masonic principle of patronage went through the Nile. They brought all them bodies, like Brother Kwame was saying. They brought all, we played the ritual song. They brought all these so-called bodies in a circle and then went and took them and then... Prince Charles, y'all act like y'all forgot Prince Charles. Prince Charles has got coronated, y'all. He holds the artifacts. Brother Caddy, give me a 2 minute before I cut the show into the next level. 2 minutes. Why would you think the people ain't upset with British holding these artifacts?
Oh, the brother asked the other part question. The prince is my great-grandfather, and the biggest thing that's going on is they requesting for his body. But the secret that Victoria brought upon is that during the time, the king that helped bring down King Tedros, that helped the British, he was writing letters to Queen Victoria to bring the prince back because he was the heir to Abyssinia, and along with all the treasures. And so what she done is faked his death and sent him to Palestine in 1879. And then he later came to America in 1927.
Right.
And so that's why they refuse him to bring the body back, because he did not die, because there's no coffin and there's no grave site to bring up anybody. And so my story is, once I get this nationally known, then all those will be inherited to me, all the gold and the treasures that King Tejos set over here to President Abraham Lincoln, which is $1 billion, would be my inheritance. And they know that once that happened, I will have to set up a kingdom. I will have to sit in position. And they know that I would take care and put everything in right order. But first thing, I would be responsible for what we call the reparations of the so-called African Americans. I say so-called because I know that's not who you are, but I know
let's go with that, y'all. They got treaties. Now, I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all go look up this thing. But the British government holding the Prince of Ethiopia's relics claiming that they don't want to send them back because they don't want to destroy the dead, and they robbing. I just told you, mummy's gonna be in Miami this month, at the end of this month. So I'm trying to figure out how does that make sense to you, Black Americans, at all. But before we go, if y'all pass this song here, by the time we come back, we'll be on the air. We will go into the real stuff. So y'all better jump on, stay on, because everything connects, including this song. This is the greatest song about Atlantis that could ever be made. And we'll be right back. why these brothers knew that song. That's why they still doing music today. Because they gave homage to the ancient land of Atlantis. Y'all ready for some more? We about to put it on y'all. I told you, we ain't going to play with you today. Brother Shark Caddy, this Atlantis thing ain't no joke, obviously. The Ivy brothers know about Atlantis. You know it must be something behind all this. Give us your thoughts on how the Americas in Atlantis, because according to Shadiat, he claimed out that it was called Santorini. The island of Santorini, the whole middle of the Atlantic, just went down through a great earthquake. If this is the case, and I can see how an earthquake, because look at Haiti. All it takes with an earthquake and even San Andreas Fault in California. If it goes into a problem, we all messed up. If the Bahamas go down again, you know, Florida, I'm underwater, y'all. It won't be no more Helios Biblios if a great earthquake hits any of these mega, what they call, shock points on the earth. What's your thoughts about this technology now that we realize that it is now a Star Wars technology? For those of you who don't know, look it up. That's why I wait till now. There's a crystal city above us that has the ability to send down energy. Go look it up. Put in crystal city above the earth, everybody. Go ahead. My own homeboy telling me that. It says it can create a Wi-Fi effect of bringing energy down. Now, somebody better talk to us right quick. He just said, no one knew he was saying this. We asked him earlier what he might say. But I know for a fact, not even talking to Sean Caddy, somebody else in the electricity world sent me, if you on the line listening, from below, said they got a crystal above the earth that can bring down energy. Y'all go look it up. Go look it up. So we won't think we're going to the next.
Dry Bones.
Go ahead. Somebody talk to us. We about to get busy in here. Go ahead.
Dry Bones. And that's because here on Turtle Island has the largest one body of crystal bed there in Arkansas, in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And the energy from that, because you've even seen it, they put it on the news, birds dropping out of the sky because they're piezoelectric. This is what the whole technology field is created from, silica. And that energy is aligning up with the crystal city in the transmission of Earth grid. And this is what we're being given the energy. This is why they're trying to block that energy, like someone was sharing. And that all of that smoke was to block away us being able to see what this alignment is coming to be. Because like Derek, going back, why would they be putting out this Marvel movie on the summer solstice? The highest energy of the sun is coming to align with the planet and activate, because they're having a crystal dig on the 21st there with some brothers and sisters coming from North Carolina and Chicago. Then we're doing it again in the fall, because these alignments activate those crystals with tools for us to be able to use to transmit and receive what's been put in them, but also how to use it once we find they were given to us from the earth.
Wow. Hey, I'm listening. Everybody line open. I ain't got no control no more.
Kwame, you know, Brother Kwame, appreciate your input on that. My earlier publications, two books, I really like got deeply into the Crystal City, and not only just talking about it, but the being instrumental there and all the things. And what I used for a reference was the reference of Revelations chapter 21 and 22, which give you a detailed description of every crystal that is made of, who's there, where it come from, and the power of it. So anybody can just pick up Revelations 21 and 22 and just read it, and every description would tell you exactly it's describing the Crystal City.
And that's the part of going into the Holy of Holies. What did the priests have to wear? He had to have the 12 crystal breastplate over his heart, because those are the frequencies. Those 12 frequencies allow him to be able to enter into that chamber and receive what each one of those crystals will receive, something different, because they formulate it from different mineral sources.
Very true. So I'm hoping y'all, like I said, if y'all want to know the answer, Revelations 21:22, I mean, that should be the most important thing right now, because that's the only connection you're really going to have back to the source, because it's real. The Crystal City is moving around, and they can only put up so many distractions, but it means nothing. No, they could have removed the smoke if they wanted to, just to be seen. But the panic of it is going to really rattle people. You know, just to see a city
that's
bright in the sky.
I'm glad you're saying that. Now, hold on. I'm not really worried about y'all as much as I'm worried about our surroundings of us that, okay, I mean, granted, I won't be able to say, yeah, I see it. But I have to create coalitions in my locale that have the same either thought patterns or close to thought patterns, because it's going to be a survival game. They already playing that out. I mean, because according to these Bible scriptures, and I played it earlier for y'all, that I don't want to be promoting any particular religion, but just by the Bible, people that's particularly of this country here, the fact that it states you'd be put in a second Egypt and your dollar bill is now about to be a bond servant for you that's going to be brought by other nations to do what they want, I kind of find that prophetic in a way, because it's like, they know this is a great country. They know this. They know this. This is the ancient land to many of the occult. I mean, I can go all day long, but I'm not. I want y'all to tell me if this is the biblical Babylon, baby land, only country that has a short period of land belief, even though it's 1,000 years of history on here, they got the people believe that's a 400-year history. Don't y'all find that strange that all our people could come up is only the 400 years? They can't go beyond the twilight zone of 400, that this is a 100 million year.
They can't go beyond 1619.
Thank you. Now, don't you find that witchcraft, y'all, that you cannot see beyond a 400-year trilogy? That got to be witchcraft. And I say it not to be mean.
It's switchcraft. Switch. They're doing a switch in knowledge.
a bait and switch. Okay, let's go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And all y'all.
Or a reset.
A reset.
Or they only have 400 years. Caucasians have 400 years left.
Okay, say they do have 400 years. Okay.
Caucasians.
I was taught the same way you just said. After I reversed the story, so they got 400 years. I'm not going to debate that because, again, white supremacy is very young. It's not even old. It's young. White supremacy is a young construct. So it is 400 years. Let's go with the next one. Them being slaves. If white people were slaves before black people, and this is factual, then would they not have a hostility level that will only be protected by God? Because otherwise, we would have knocked them off by now, realistically. If it's more blacks than whites, we could have easily knocked them off. So obviously, let's go with this alien construct book that you can't touch them. But they got an alien force field on them? Let's go with this for a minute. I'm going to bring the alien concept into this. Because somehow nobody could touch these whites. Even though they need black folks to help them do everything to get into these lands, to get to the call order, to get the high degrees that they've been getting, they got to go and get initiated. They don't just grab. That's another lie they hate that we should tell each other. They stole it. What they steal when you initiated them? How they stole something you initiated them?
Yeah, we gave it to them. They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. So let's go with that. Now, I'm going to give everybody opportunity. I ain't going off the air until y'all ready, because the game don't come on until tomorrow, according to us. All I can tell y'all is something ain't right then. If they was able to be initiated and be able to do what they do, without nobody able to touch them, because that's the Bible story. He said, no, y'all can't touch them. I'm going to judge them. You can't touch Esau. You can't touch Cain. Cain can't be touched only by God, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your own Bibles, whether you believe it or not. Now, I don't know who is teaching y'all. That's y'all own business, whoever taught y'all. That's y'all business. Ain't mine. But I know some of you guys do analytical thinking. I'm a Libra. Analytical thinking say, well, goddamn, if God told this group I can't touch them, got to be a force field on them. Because ain't nobody able to touch them yet. As much as y'all complain about the white man, I've been hearing it all my adult little ass life about how the white man did this, but ain't none of y'all could touch him. Ain't that strange? Did y'all find that strange or not? I'm going to hear from all y'all. The line's open.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, strange, ain't it? Everybody out there listening? It's strange. Here's a group, a minority to the
Maybe a certain group of other white people can only touch the other white people. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
Okay, so let's go with you said what. Now, but, I'm saying, according to this scripture that states that they can't be touched by nobody until the time of God saying they can be touched. Now, here it is. We in 2023. They having global meetings in Switzerland. They all white. All white. All white. And then we got people saying that the aliens got a sect that look like the Nordics. Now, I go look this shit up. Then I go look up indigenous America folklore. Now, I don't know if you ever heard the white buffalo. You ever heard the white buffalo prophecy? Anybody ever heard that on this line? Okay. Yeah, I ain't never heard white buffalo. White buffalo, but go look it up. White buffalo prophecy is here in America.
Yeah, see, it's the white buffalo. Anytime that an animal appears in an albino state, there